The Voice of the Sign. This message by Brother William Aaron Brenham was delivered on Friday evening, March 13, 1964, at the Municipal Auditorium in Beaumont, Texas, USA. Linzwi la Sisupo. Lingosaleka muzwale William Aaron Brenham, nelikutalizo labu 5 manzibwana, liatamani 13, 1964, ilifa Municipal Auditorium, mwa Beaumont, Texas, USA.
Thank you. May we remain standing just a moment while we read the word. Go right straight to the word tonight, so we won't take too much of the time.
Ni tumezi, alu ye menyona cholofana kwenyana fila, anzi lubala linzwi, luye fila kulibana ni linzwi, busi uchwana, kulilusi kelo anga hulunako.
I want you to turn with me tonight to the book of Exodus, and the beginning with the 4th chapter of the book of Exodus.
Ni batakuli mwapule ni nabusi ubo, mwabuka ya Exoda.
And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord has not appeared unto thee.
Mimushe alaba ali, konosi nana, bona hawa nakunilumela, kamba kuteleza linzulaka, kakulibakali, mule nahasika iponali sakuena.
And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod.
Mimulena ali kuyena, ki ni seo sosweli mwalizola hao, mi ali kitupa.
And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it.
Miki ali, wila telefafasi, miki hai la telefafasi, miyafetu anoha. Mimushe asa wafapilayona.
And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it. It became a rod in his hand.
Chwale mulena ali kumushe, otololali zola hao, uswale noha kwa muhata. Mikia otololali zola hae, ni kuiswala. Mia fetu wa mula mumwali zola hae.
That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared unto thee.
Kuliba kone kulumela kuli mulena mulimu wabwenda tabona, mulimu wa Abrahama, mulimu wa Isaka, mulimu wa Jacobo, wiponali size kuwena.
And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprosy as snow.
Mimulena aekeza kumubulela ali. Vealizola hao faasifubasa hao. Mikia vealizola hai faasifubasa hai. Ha lizusa fatengi. Amubone, lizola hai kile lisue usina litua. Kibu mbingwa.
And he said, Put thine hand to the bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it turned again as his other flesh.
Chwale kihali kutisezali zola hao fasifuba hape, mikihali vea fasifuba hape, hali zusa fasifuba sahae, miamu wone, la fetuwa hape sinana maya hae yengwi.
And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken unto the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the second sign.
Mi kukaeza halakuli, haiva haba na kukulumela, kamba kuteleza kwa linzu la sisupo sapili, mi wakalumela linzu la sisupo sabubeli.
Let us bow our heads. With our heads bowed and our hearts too, I wonder if there's any in here tonight who has requests for prayer. Would you let it be known as you raise your hands? God grant your request.
Haluina misenilito uzaluna. Mikalito uzaluna zei nami nilipilu uzaluna chwalo. Anizibi haiba kuna niyomuka na mobu si uchwana. Yana nikupo yata pelo. Kikuli mukazibali saa kakuna nulamazo amina. Mulimu ahalabili kupozamina.
Our Heavenly Father, we deem this such a privilege to come to you in prayer. Coming in the name of the Lord Jesus, and are promised by him that if we ask anything in his name, it'll be granted. Thou knowest the need of every one of us. You know what our hands represented as they went up. I pray, Father, that you'll answer each request tonight. Get glory.
Ndatalu na yakwali halimu, lutali makolo ye kubali tono lo lelituna, yakuta akuwe na matapelo. Ilikuta akalibizo la mole na Jesu, miluse pisizwe kie na kuli, alu kupasi kakau fila akalibizo la hae, sikafiwa. Uziba kutokwa kwa mangini mangi waluna, uziba saa yemelamazo aluna hana nwile chwalo.
And now let the great teacher of the Word, the Holy Spirit, come upon us tonight and reveal Himself to us and make Himself known unto us by the evidence of His resurrection.
Mechwale lumeleza muluti ya mutuna walinzwi, ye na moya oke nile atae kuluna kusi uchwana, ni kui patula ilie na kuluna, mi aiti valise kuluna ka kavupaki wazuho ya hae.
May He come among us tonight, Lord, and visit our hearts, speak to us through the things that He's promised for this day.
Hata he mwahalaluna kusi ubo mulena, mi apotele lipiluzaluna.
May the words that's been promised for this hour be manifested before us that we might rest assured in this great troublesome time that you said would come upon the earth to try all people.
Mimanzwi ase pisilizwe hola ye, abona halifa piraluna, kulilukone kuziba handeka sepo, mwana kotuna ya matata, yono vulezi kulikata hamwali fasi, kutolikaba tukamukana.
And it certainly has come to that time, Father, when men are tried, and there's so many different angles to no one hardly knows what to do.
Mikaniti itilefana kweyo ndate, fomu tuhali kiwa. Mikuna niliba kazenga taluli zeshutana kulimane ya kusa na yaziba sakueza.
Lord, I pray that you'll make known to us tonight that you're here and with us, sure to help us. Grant our request, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated.
Kono mulena nilapela kuli uziba alisekulu unabusi uchwana, kuli utengimo, mane hamohoni luna, utengimo kutolutusa. Alabali kupoza luna, kakuli lukupa kalibizo la Jesu. Amen. Hamuine.
I've been just a teeny bit late each night. I keep thinking of this microphone, but it's the one to the recorders. But this year I think it's the one that I'm supposed to listen to speak in.
Ni vile yali ye anganyana busihu ni busihu, minizo la pili kuna hanaza microphone ye. Kono kiyo na yeya kubaba rekoda. Kono ye fani na anakulikiyo na yeni luke la kuteleza, kamba kubulela kayona.
Tomorrow night is the banquet night, so don't forget it. I guess it's been announced on where for the people to go. We certainly appreciate your cooperation and the great things that our Lord has done.
Kamuso busiu kibusiu wa mukiti, kona kuli musike mwali balacholo. Nisepa kuli liziba lisizwe kukulukela kuyasichaba. Luli lwa itume la kasi chiseo ya mina mwali tabazetu na zae zemule na luna.
Now tonight, I think that unless we know the Word of God, we don't know what to do. We can't have faith until we know what is the will of God. And then if we know it is the will of God, the Word of God says something, then we can gladly follow that.
Chole busi uchwa nani na anakuli, alusa azivili nzula mulimu. Haluzibi za kweza, aluko nikuwa nitumelo, konji haluzibi atatu ya mulimu. Mikuchwa ngehe hae baluziba kuli, kitatu ya mulimu, li nzula mulimu halivulela ntoengwi, kona kulilua kona kulatele lazeo katabo.
Now, if the Lord Jesus is walking around personally on the earth tonight, in human flesh, and He said, tomorrow it'll be raining all day long. Now, it would be very easy for me to take an umbrella when I leave in the morning, because He said it.
Chole haba mule na Jesu na azama ya muhali mo, sinakamutu, falifasi usiubo muamu vili wanama, miabule kuli kamu so ikanela, musia likaa ufela. Chole kukaba bunolo kuli niluwalesi kuku, hani yaka kusasana. Kakuli, ubulezi cholo.
Now, if He didn't say it, I don't know then what to look to. So that's the way it is. In anything we do, we want to know the hour, the age we're living.
Chole haiba asika bulela, hanina kuziba za kukulubela. Kona kuli, kona moku inezi, muasika kau fela selweza, luwata kuziba hola, luisika mulupila.
To the newcomers, this week we have tried to show that God, from the beginning, know the end. That makes Him infinite. If He isn't infinite, He isn't God.
Mi kwa baenyi, viki ye, lulikile kubonisa kuli mulimu, kuzo kwa simuluho na azibile kale za mafelelezo. Zeo, limweza kuba ya safiri. Haba yena haki ya safiri, ya safiri. Kipeto haki mulimu.
And he's got to be omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent to be God. It's all power, knows all things and all places, and knows the end from the beginning. If he doesn't, then he isn't God.
Me ulukela kuba ya mata kaufela, ya talaliba kakaufela, ya ziwali ntokamukana. Ni ya mata kaufela, kuli abe mulimu. Au kimata kaufela, uzibali ntokaufela, mwaliba kakamukana, mi uziba mafelele zokuzwa kuma kalelo. Haiba hazibi, kipeto hakimulimu.
So there isn't nothing really out of cater. It's us. But nothing in God's word, it's ticking just like a clock. And when that hour comes for it to happen, the word's allotted for that age, it happens. We might think it isn't going to happen. Sometimes it happens and we don't know it.
Kona kuli luli, akuna sisi itaye la fila. Kiluna. Kono akuna sika mwali nzula mulimu. Saza my handi, mana inge wachi. Mina koyate ngihai fita kulisieza hali. Li nzuleli selizolu sika loo. Saeza hala. Luko na kunana kuli, sikaya.
Jesus said one time, they said to him, why is it all the scribes say that Elias must first come? See, now they believe that. They believe that Elias was coming.
Jesu na izina kwenye, vali kuyena, kingi ka antiba wa ngoli kaufela, habali Elia uswanezi kutapili, mwabona, chole nevalume la cholo, nevalume la kuli Elia na ataha.
And Jesus looked at them and said, Elias has already come and you didn't know him. Now, see, it passed right by them, scribes, ministers, disciples, and it was John the Baptist. And he come in every way that Elias was supposed to come, yet they didn't recognize him.
Mi Jesu abatali maali, Elia utile kale, mi amusika muziba, mwabona, chole mwabona, neliba fitileziba ngolibani, wakutazi, walutiwa. Mina lijua ni mkolobezi. Mina atile mwanzila kau fila yo Elia na lukila kutakayona. Nitengi nebasika mule muha.
And now it behooves us to recognize the hour that we're living and the time we're living. Upon that, I want to speak tonight of the voice of the sign.
Mechwale kikwa buto kwa kuluna kule muaho la yelu pila kuyona. Ninako yelu pila kuyona. Kusona seo, ni wata kubulewa busi ubo fa linzwi. La sisupo.
A strange text, yet God does strange things in unusual ways. That's what makes him God, because he's supernatural, and everything that he does, he can do it in the supernatural, because he is supernatural.
Kipa loencha, kantimane mulimu ulatakweza angalikaze encha mwalinzilaze ipitezi. Kona ze mweza kuba mulimu, kakuli yena upahami. Misika kaufila saeza, usieza, wako na kusieza kabu ipiteli, kakulikia ipitezi.
Now, the voice of the sign. And it is there is a voice to the sign. There's a voice to blood. Blood spake out from the earth and so forth.
Chwale, linzwi la sisupo. Mikisi, kuna ni linzwi kwa sisupo. Kuna ni linzwi kwa mali. Mali akile abu lila kuzoma mubu. Minizengu chwalo.
The righteous blood of Abel spoke out against Cain, and the Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ speaketh greater things than the blood of Abel did.
Mali alukile aavele, avulela kakaine. Mi bibele ibulezikuli, mali a Jesu Kriste avulela litawazende kufita mali aavele.
Now, our seating tonight, or our scene opens in Exodus. And the time of the Exodus is the calling out time. And the Exodus was at hand.
Chwaleta vayalu na busi uchwana kambangambolo yalu na ikwalu hamwa ekizoda. Minako ya ekizoda kinako ya kubizezo kwande. Mi mututo nolifaka ufi.
Moses, the servant of the Lord, had been called to a line of duty and doing what he thought he was highly educated in Egypt, learned all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and seemingly he had a way that, in the, being a great military genius, that he is able to deliver his people from under that bondage because he was the next coming Pharaoh.
Mushe mutanga mulena, na avizelizo kwa musewezi. Mikakweza zana upula na itutila hulu maige pita. Aituta kaufila za butali wa maige pita. Mi moku bona alila, nana ni nimu kwa wazeo, kulikakwa mui kayo mutuna walisole. Kulinaka kona, kulamula yaschabasa haye kuzwa mabuko babwani kakunneliye na faro yana tatama.
And how easy it would have been for him to have done it. But you see, if that would have been the case, then it would have been a natural thing. God don't take natural things. He takes supernatural things to prove himself.
Nimone kukavira bunolo kuli aize cholo. Kono mwabona, haiba yeo neiliyo na taba. Kuna kuli neikaba taba yana mafela. Mulimu haangangili kazanama. Ungangali kaze pahami kuli aipona alise kasibili.
So, out of 40 years of education, of the highest that he could get and the best that he could get, the best scholarly scholar he could be, with the understanding from his mother, his tutor, that he was to be the one to deliver the people. And he went out in the power of his understanding and slew an Egyptian. And from that, find out that his efforts failed and then run into the desert.
Kona kulikuzwa mwamia ha ye mashimi amane alituto, ye pahamia hulu yana kona kubaniona. Miye ndeluli yana kafumana, muituti tenyene ya lutilo yana kabaena. Nikutwisi so yezwele la kumahe, muluti wa hae, kulinelie na yana kala mule asichaba. Miaya mwamata akutwisi ya hae. Mi avula ya mwege pita. Mi kuzwafani, afumana kulimata hae afela. Mi kiham matela mwali halaupa.
And what Egypt in education put in him 40 years, it took God another 40 years to get it out of him. See? So he wouldn't trust in his ethics of education, he would trust in the supernatural.
Miseo ege pita mwatuto, zina iveile kuyena kamia haye mashumi ya mane. Zata ndamulimu miya haye nguye mashumi ya mane kulizusa kuyena. Mwabona? Kona kuli nasi ke kusepa mwama yemo atuto ya haye. Na lukela kusepa, kuzepa hami.
And now, the time was at hand that God had made a promise to Abraham 400 years before that time that his seed would sojourn in a strange land and they'd be brought out after 40 years. They would be brought out with a mighty hand.
Mitole nako, nesa isutelela yana filese piso mulimu kwa Abrahama, miya haye miya ndaimine, zeo lisika eza lakale, kulipeo ya haye ikai ambayela mwana haya kwa hule, miwakala mulirwa. Kasamula wa miya haye mashumi ya mane, ni wakala mulirwa kali zoholeli mata.
He would deliver his people by a mighty hand. And when the time of the promise drew nigh, that's when God put Moses on the scene. Moses in his absolute failure and went into the wilderness.
Na wakala mulirwa sichabasa haye kali zoholeli mata. Mitole na kweyase piso haye atumela. Kona fo mulimu atisa mushe masiwaka. Mushe mwabu palilu wa haye bobutuna.
Now, the type here, there's a wonderful type that we sure don't want to miss. See, type, God was bringing Israel, his people, out a nation out of a nation.
Chole mufuta wate nifa, kuna ni mufuta omundeluli olusato kukula teisa. Mwabona, uswa nisizwe. Mulimu nasuliku tisa Israele sichabasa hae kwande, nelinaha, naha kuzwa mwanaha.
A nation out of a nation. A beautiful type of today that God is calling his bride out of a church. Christian bride out of a Christian church. A bride church out of a church which is called in the Bible referred to.
Na hakuzwa mwana ha mufuta omunde waka chenu wo mulimu abiza munyali wa wahae kao na kuzwa mwakeleke munyali wa wa mukreste kuzwa mwakeleke ya bukreste keleke ya munyali wa kuzwa mwakeleke ye bizwa mwabibere kamufuta wo.
I've got several notes and scriptures written down here on this lesson tonight. It's called sometimes the chosen, the elected, or the remnant of the woman's seed.
Ninanize ngozunya nafaa ni mangolo. Fatuto yebu si uchwana. Ivizuali na kuze ngukuli, vaketwa. Baba ketilwe, kamba bomasi aleti, vapeu ya musali.
It was called the bride. What God by his foreknowledge ordained to be. That is, the bride comes out of the church.
Ne ivizu wakuli munyali wa vao mulimu kakuziwa kwa hae sapili, nalu kisize kubachwalo. Yoki munyali wa yazwile, mwakeleke.
See, the whole thing is a church, but God takes a people out of that church as a bride. He said he would, and he did it. Notice, or he will do it.
Mwabona, tabayate nkaufela kikeleke, konomulimu ungasichaba mwakeleke yeo, kubasi na munyaliwa, na abulezi kuli ukaeza, mina aliyezize mulemuhe kamba nakae za cholo.
Notice, see how he did it and the manner and how he did it. We want to look at this now as he brought out Israel, how he did it and the manner that he did it.
Mulemuhe mubone mwana aliyezelize nimukwa wanaezi kaona luwata kutali mafachwale. Sina hazu sa Israele mwana aezelize nimukwa wana anaezelize kaona.
Notice when the time of the promised word was to be fulfilled, God called Moses by foreordination and elected him to the job.
Mulemu echwale na kuyali nzwi lelise pisizwe anaibata kutalerezwa. Mulimu abiza mushe kakulemu wakale ni kumuketi la mwamu sewezi. Mwabona?
God's always got the person on the mark at the time. Nothing fails with God. He said it, it can't fail. If it fails, then God fails, because God is the Word.
Mulimu kamita, una ni mutu fasivaka, kana kuyatengi. Hakuna ze pala kumulimu. Ali vulezi, alikuwa ni kupalelwa. Haiba alipalelwa kipeto mulimu wapalelwa anga. Kakuli mulimu, kili nzwi.
Notice, now, the Word had to be manifested. And when the Word had to be manifested of a promise, God always sends a prophet to manifest that promise, because the word of the Lord comes to him.
Mulemuhe, chwale linzwi ine lina nikubona hala, michwale linzwi hane lika talerezo alase piso, mulimu kamita ulumanga mpolofita, kuli abona alisese piso yeo, kakuli linzwi la mulena, litaha kuyena.
Moses, foreordained for the purpose, was called to the job. No one else could do it. When God has called a person for a job to do, there's no one can take his place. There's no one can take your place, your peculiarity.
Mushe na ake tezwi kalibaka. Abizezo kwa musebezi, akuna yana kaza chwalo. Mimuli muhasa, hasa abizelize mutu kwa musebezi wakueza. Akuna yako na kungasi baka sahai. Akuna yako na kungasi baka sahao. Kuipitela kwa hao.
How often I've wondered how I would like to take Old Robert's place. How I would like to take Billy Graham's place. Somebody like that.
Mwene na hanezi kamita mwene nikala tila kungasiva kasa Oral Roberts. Mwene nikala tila kungasiva kasa Billy Graham. Mutu ya cholo.
Like Billy Graham, go speak to an audience of people. Call sinners to the altar. Forget it. Go home. Not have to stand there and wrestle again.
Sina Billy Graham kuyo ambola kwa siku wa tasabatu. Kuvizeza sichaba kwa letare. Valivala, mivaya kwa mahae. Awalu keliku ye mafani, nikuluwa na hape.
I cannot be Billy Graham, but neither can Billy Graham be me. We are both, I cannot be Old Roberts. Old Roberts cannot be me.
Aniko nikuwa Billy Graham. Kono mane neva ye na Billy Graham, hako nikuwa ana. Uveliwaluna, aniko nikuwa Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts, hako nikuwa ana.
You're each one set in God's economy. Just for its place, one fast. All the time and communes with God, while another cast out devils because this one's fasting. But it's the whole body of Christ working together. The unity.
Mina, mangi ni mangi, muenzi mwami mubuso wa mulimu, kasiwa kasate ngifela. Mutu ya itimalicho kana kukaufela. Ni kwa mbola ni mulimu. Kantiyomu ngui uleleka mioya, kakuli witi malicho. Kono kimubili kakutala wa kreste oveleka amo, kita mahano.
When we see these denominational barriers breaking us up, that's what hurts my heart. See, because that's the thing that separates us. We are one.
Alu wana miseto ya likopano, ilu wabafahali. Kona ze filika nyapiru yaka, mwabona. Kakuli yoko natawa, yeluka ohanya. Luvaliva ngui.
There's no big people among us, no great people among us. We are all the same. We're children of God. There's only one great among us, and that's Christ. We must recognize him.
Akuna batu baba tuna mwalaluna, akuna bomukete baba tuna mwalaluna. Kau fela lwaswana, lubana bamulimu. Kuna ni fela limungu yo mutuna mwalaluna. Miyo ki Kriste, lulukira kumuziba.
If we seek honor one from another, we can't have faith. Because we're having faith in one another, we got to have faith in Christ. He is the one among us that we must have faith in, and then faith in what he's doing and has given to us.
Mi haiwa lubatalikute, yoku yomungu, aluko ni kubani tumelo. Kakuli luna nitumelo kuyomungi niyomungi. Luswa nila kuba nitumelo kukreste. Kiye na fila nosi muhalaluna yoluna nikuba nitumelo kuyena. Mechwale nitumelo kusaswe likuweza nisafile kuluna.
Now, no one could take Moses' place, no matter how much he run and how much he tried to get away from it, yet God knows what he's doing.
Chole hakuna yana angile sibaka samushe. Hakuna tabakamba na amatile kufitakai. Mia hakuna tabakamba na alikile chwale kuwa kwa hule nizona. Nitengi mulimu uziba sasa ulikuweza.
You know just what he had to take and make out of Moses. These things had to happen.
Na aziba hande zana akaanga, nikuzusa kumushe. Likazene lina nikuweza hala.
Now watch. No one could take his place. Now what? God gave him a sign to prove his calling and claims when he went down in Egypt.
Chole mutalime, akuna yana kwa nile kungasi baka sahaye. Chole mutalime, mulimu na mufilesi supo, kupaka pizo ya hae nizene evu lelwa, na koya ya mwaige pita.
Now God always gives a messenger, a sign, and a voice of that sign. And that sign identifies the man. If it's written in the scripture.
Chole mulimu kamita ufanga mulumi wa sisupo, nili nzula sisupo seo. Misi supo seo sizibali sa mutu yo, ae basi ngozwi mwamangolo.
Like John said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He said, are you the Messiah? He said, I am not the Messiah. But I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as the prophet Isaiah said. He could plainly identify himself.
Sina Johani anaize, nani linzwi la ya huweleza mwali halaupa? Sebali, kana na, kiwe na Mesia? Kiali, hakina Mesia. Kononi linzwi la ya huweleza mwali halaupa? Sina muprofita Isaya havulezi. Na itibaha za handende.
Now, then in that, we find that God always never changes his way of doing anything. He cannot change. God does everything exactly the same way when he sets his system together.
Michwalehe kuzeo, lufumana kuli mulimu kamita, haachinchangimu kwa wahae mwakweze za sika. Hako ni kuchincha. Mulimu weza angalika kau fera kanzila yeswana. Hato mamula wahae amoho.
As I said the other night, he made one decision. Man should be saved by the shed blood of an innocent one.
Sinahane ni weziza zile lingwi, na ezeketo ili mwikuli, mutu ulukela kupiliswa wakamali, ayas na mulatu.
We've tried everything else to get man saved. We tried to take him to a place where we build a city, Nebuchadnezzar did. And they built a tower, Nimrod did.
Lulikile likazengwe kaufela, kuli mutu wapiliswe. Lulikile kumuhisa kwa sivaka, kolu ya hile tolopo, Nebuchadnezzar na ezeo na chwalo. Miba ya hata wala, kini mrodi, yana iya hile.
They had a law, and they've had temples, they've had churches, they've had organizations, they've had educational systems, denominational systems, trying to get man to God. It every bit failed, it always will fail. It comes right back to the shed blood.
Nebana ni mulao, mi bavile nili tempele, bavile nili kereke, bavile nili kopano, bavile ni milao yali tuto, milao yali kopano, kulika kuisa mutu kumulimu, zona kami kwa kau fela lipalire.
God's way of doing anything is spoke in his word, and this word is the entire revelation of Jesus Christ. Nothing to be added to it or taken away from it.
Nzila ya mulimu ya kweza sikakao fela, ivulezu malinzula hae. Milinzule kisi nuloka mukana ya Jesu Kriste. Akuna zelu kila kwe kezwa kulona, kamba kuzusa kulona.
Whosoever does it, the Bible said his heart will be taken out of Lamb's Book of Life. If he does add anything or take anything from it, just take it the way it's written.
Kaufela kaya za cholo, vivele ulezi kulisiemba sahae, sika azwiswa mwabuka ya upiru angu nyana. Haiba aikeza sika kamba kuzusa sika kulona. Muli ingefela, muli ngolezwi.
The Bible doesn't need anybody to interpret it. God is his own interpreter. He interprets it by making what he says come to pass. That settles it. If God said it and he did it, that's all. There's no need no interpreter. The Bible said it's of no private interpretation. God's way of doing it.
Vivele haitoki mutu ufi kuitoloka. Mulimu kimutoloki wa haitota. Ulitoloka kakubona hali saza vulezi halieza hala. Au kona mafelelezo. Haiba mulimu ulivulezi, me alieza kona mafelelezo. Alitoki mutoloki ni omukana. Vivele ize, alina mutoloki roga kwa mukunda. Nzila ya mulimu ya kweza likakayona.
Ever true to his sense sign, he followed by his voice. Every sense that God sends a sign in the earth. Now, God never does nothing, the Bible said, until first he shows it to his servants the prophets.
Kamita kiwaniti kwasi suposa hae sesilumirwe. Na ala telezi kalinzula hae kuzwafo mulimu halu masi supomalifasi. Tole mulimu akuna saezanga kubulela vivile konji pili avonisa kwa batanga bahae baprofita.
Now that you, if that's wrong, then the rest of it's wrong, see. He never does anything until he shows it.
Tole se mina, aiba au kimafosisa kipeto, zesi yezi kaofela lifosa alire, mwabona, yena akuna saezanga konji asivonise.
And that seer, prophet, is to be identified that what he prophesies, we find out in Numbers 12:6, that what he says comes to pass, then believe it. But if it doesn't come to pass, then don't believe it.
Mimu boniani muprofita unani kule muhiwa. Kulisa profita lufumana zeo manumero 12:6. Kulisa vulela litoezala. Kipeto muli utwe. Kono halisa ezahali, kipeto musike mwali kolwa.
And it must be for that is, no matter how much he says, and it comes to pass and whatever, if it isn't according to the word, then it's still wrong. It must be with the word. It must be set in order with the word for the sign of that time, the time that they're living in.
Mi liluke lakuba kachwalo. Zahae akunate bakamba ukavulea zechwani. Militoe zahala, nizeo kaofila. Hai bahali za maeleli kalinzwi, kipeto isalima fosi sanitengi. Linani kuba kalinzwi, linani kutamana amoho ni linzu la sisupo sana kuyatengi. Nako yeba pila kuyona.
Now, this had been promised by God that he was going to deliver his people with a strong arm.
Chwalese, nesise pisizwa kimulimu, kulinakala mule ya shabasahae kalizo leli mata.
Now, in this word, he didn't call a priest, he didn't call a rabbi, he didn't call an executive, he called a shepherd out on the mountain, a runaway, born, foreordained prophet that didn't want his job.
Chwale haiba linzule, na asika abizamu prista, na asika abizamu luti, na asika abizamu inasitulo, na abizizemu lisana, yazo mama lundu lipieha, yana apepilwe alimu profita, yana saa latimu sebezo hae.
When you hear people desiring to be this, that, or the other, some, just watch, God never uses them. God had to hunt Moses down to get him. He had to hunt Paul down to get him.
Hamu utuwa tuwala kazaku base, saa nikamba sisingwi, nto isili mutali menethira, mulimu anaku itu sabona, mulimu na ala telezimushe kuyopunya koo kuli amunge. Naana nikubwa tabata paulusi kuli amunge.
It's man that don't want to do it. They don't want things. Then God takes that man that it won't do it so he can show his glory by it.
Naana kiva tu baba saa lati kweza sika, baba saa tabeli kweza lika, kipeto mulimu ungamutu yo, yasike kweza sika, kuli avoni sekanya ya haekaona.
Watch, every true God-sent sign is followed by a voice. Now you should go to sure the text is the sign and the voice. If they won't believe the voice of the first sign, then they'll believe the voice of the second sign.
Chole amutalime. Kaufela sisuposa niti, sisi lumiro kimulimu, silatele wangwa kilinzwi. Chole mulemu ekulofa, tabakikuli sisupo nilinzwi. Haba sikekulu mela linzwi la sisuposa pili, kipeto pakalu mela linzwi la sisupo sabuveli.
Now the sign has a voice. And now every true God-sent sign has a voice, and that voice must speak according to the word that's given for that day. Just exactly.
Chwale, sisupo, sina nilinzwi. Michwale, sisupo, saa nitika ufela, sisi lumiro kimulimu, sina nilinzwi. Milinzwi leo, lina nikubule laku ya kalinzwi, leli lumezwi, mwalizazi leo, ona chwale ufela.
If the voice comes the same old voice of the same old, you see a sign, rather, and the sign that the man's doing is the same old school of thought, then you can say right then that didn't come from God. Right. If it keeps identifying the same old school of thought, it never did, it never has, it would be against God's program.
Haiba linzu la taha, linzu leli swana la kale, la kuswana kwa tengi, muka wanasi supo nitalusi. Misi supo seo mutu aeza, kikuweza milelo, yes wana ya kale, kipeto muko na kubulewafu ona fokuli, zeo halisikazo kumulimu. Aye basi kana sizula pili kubonisa mulelo oswana, sali kuba sizwe kuyena. Sali kuba, koo kikuluwa nisa tukiso ya mulimu.
It's got to be something new. It's got to be something that the people don't understand. It's got to, or it wouldn't be sent. It don't need to be sent if it's the same old school of theology. It's got to be something different, yet it's got to be identified in the word that it is for that day.
Silukela kubantu encha, silukela kubasika, seba sautu sisi watu. Sinani, kamba asina kulumiwa. Asilukeli kulumiwa. Aba sikolo, sisi swana sakale sali tuto za vula peli. Sinani kubantu ee shutana. Ibo sinani kuziva aliswa. Linzwi kuli, kizaliza zileo.
See the positives of God's word. It has to be that. There's no slip-ups to it. It's got to be the truth. Got to be vindicated by God, the truth.
Mwabona, kukumbahala kwa linzu la mulimu, lina nikupa chwalo, akuna kukakanya kulona, lina nikupa la niti, lina nikupa kiwa kimulimu, kuliki niti.
And the man who speaks it has to be vindicated of God, to be a seer from God. Or it's wrong. They don't even see it at all, don't even believe it.
Mimu utu ya alivulela, una nikupa kiwa kimulimu. Kuli abemu boni yazo kumulimu. Kusi chwalo kufosa alile. Mane bona habali boni ni hanyani. Mane habali lumeli.
Signs are from God. The sign that follows, or the voice that follows the sign, must be the voice of God speaking from the word for that age. Do you understand?
Lisupo lizwa kumulimu. Sisupo sisi latelela. Kamba linzwi leli latela sisupo, lilukela kuba linzwi, la mulimu leli vulelwa mwa linzwi. La lusika watengi. Kana mwautwisi saa.
God gives signs. What does he do it for? Always gives signs. He told them that's what they'd look for him in the signs. God gives signs to attract the attention of his people.
Mulimu ufanga lisupo, kisika maisaya zanga kazona, kamita ufanga lisupo. Na haba vulenzi kuli, kona zine walukela kubata kuyena, zona lisupo. Mulimu ufanga lisupokuli, aevele lisengane asichaba sahaye.
Now, let's study this thoroughly. See, signs are given to attract the attention of the people. Because when a God-sent sign is given, God is ready to speak.
Chole haluba lengitaba ye, kaswanelo, mwabona, lisupoli ifilo kuevele lisengane asichaba. Kakuli sisupo, sesi filwe, kimulimu, asifilwe. Mulimu ufaka ufini kubulela.
God is ready to speak when the sign is given. If it comes from heaven, it's from God, and God is ready to speak and is trying to attract the people's attention.
Mulimu faka ufini kubulela, sisupo sisafi wafela. Haiba sizwele la kwali halimu, sizwa kumulimu. Mi mulimu witu kisize kubulela, mi ulika kuebe lisangana ya sichaba.
And the word comes to his prophet. And the prophet is identified by the sign that he shows. And then he comes to the word, and the word's made manifest.
Mili nzuli taa kumuporofita wa hae. Mimuporofita uzibala kasi supo sabo nisa. Mikipeto utaa kwa linzwi. Mili nzuli peto lai ponalisa.
That settles it. Don't need any interpretation. God's already interpreted it. Just as perfect as it can be.
Aoko na mafelelezo. Alito kuito loko ifika ufela. Mulimu ulito lo kile kale. Mwabona, lipete hile fela moliko na kubela.
Now notice. God gives us signs to attract the attention of the people. Here, the burning bush was the sign to attract the prophet. The burning bush.
Chole amule muhe, mulimu ufanga lisupo, kuli aewe lisemi upole asichaba. Faa sichachani, sesituka, nisiatu meza pono ya mprofita. Sichachani, sesituka mulilo.
Moses is backside of the desert, herding his sheep, an old sheep herder, 80 years old, long beard, going along, down alongside of a familiar old path one hot morning, perhaps. And then all at once there came a bush on fire, and that bush did not consume. That was altogether unusual.
Mushe nali kwa mulaho wali halaupa, inza alisalingu za hae. Mulisa na wali ngu wa mchembele, wami haye eite ya kupepwa. Nimulelo omutelele inza azama acholo. Ushetu muka mwaka nzila kakale kana aziba. Kakusasa na umungwe inge kuchisa hakulata. Mihe hangi hangi fela kwa ata chachanisesi tukamulilo. Misi chachaniseo. Nesisachi, kihande zeo kaofela zona, nelizencha.
Now Moses, being a scientist, which he was, taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and they were greater scientists than we have today.
Chole mushe kakuba mutu wa science mane, yana alutiriwe mwabu tali kaofela wa maigepita, mine baliba science waba tuna kufita moluwezika chenu.
So, in being a scientist, looked like he said, now I'll go see what kind of a chemical is sprayed on those leaves if that tree doesn't burn. See, if he had approached it in a scientific way, it would have never talked to you.
Chole kakwa mutu wa sayansi, kubona ala inge na akali. Chole niye, niwene kulikimufuta manyuwa, wamuliani ose liwe kwa mataliani. Kulikotea ni haichi, mwabona, kambe na akasi tali makamu kwa wa sayansi, nesikisikisa ambola kuyena.
And so is it today. Amen. When we're trying to approach through school and education in a scientific way, you have missed God a million miles. Amen. Approach it like Moses with his shoes off. Humble. Humility.
Mikimoku inezi nikachenu. Alulika kwa atumelalika. Kasi koloni tuto. Ilimu kwa wasayansi. Muka ambuinja mulimu. Kali maizelule. Muliti alimesi na mushe. Nikama katulo atubuzwi. Kui kokobeza. Kui shua.
Now, there was a sign to attract the prophet. Now, that sign's got to have a voice. And when that voice spoke, if it would not have been scriptural, I don't believe the prophet would have listened to it.
Michole kiseo sisupo, sakwebe lisa mprofita. Chole fo sisupo seo silukila kubanilinzwi. Michole linzulani halito bulela. Kambe nesila mangolo, anilu melikuli mprofita na kali teleza.
But watch how scriptural the voice was that accompanied the sign. It proved it was God. For he said, I have heard the groans of my people, and I remember the promise that I made to them. See? The sign, then the scriptural voice behind the sign.
Kono mutalime linzu la mangolo, lene lila telezi suposani, nelipakile kulikimulimu, kakulinaize, ni utulesi tongo sasichaba saka, mini upuzise piso yene bafile, mabona, kisi supo, kipeto linzu leliza maile ni mangolo lita mwamula wa sisupo.
Now that shows exactly what I've just background. It must be a sign from God, and if it is, there's a scriptural voice behind it for the promise of that day.
Chole seo sibonisa hande, senisa zo bulela. Silukela kubasi supo kuzwa kumulimu. Mihae basi cholo, sinani linzu la mangolo mwamula wa sona. Last episode, yaliza zilatengi.
Not the same old school. The rabbis and things have been going through the school to everything all along the priests and so forth. But this is something new. And it's scriptural. It's a promise and a sign to attract the prophet.
Isi nisi kolo sisi wana sakale. Valuti nilika zeneza hala mwali kolo zani. Kambali kakaufela. Na kweye kaufela ba priste ni wa ngucholo. Kono ye kita wa encha. Miki ya mangolo. Kisa piso. Mikisi supo sakwebe lisa mpolofita.
And then he said, now, before he goes down there, he's got to have something to vindicate himself of being a prophet. See, before they would receive him, he said, they won't say it. The Lord has appeared to me.
Mihe wabulela chwale, asika ya kalekwani. Una nikuba nisesi mwe, sesi mupaka, kubamu profita, mwabona. Vasika mwamwe la kale. Ali haba na kubulela kulimule na, wipo na alisizekuna.
He said, then, I'll give you two signs to do. And that will attract the people's attention. And when the attention of the people is attracted, then speak these words to them. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I remember my promise, and I've sent you down to deliver them. I'll be with you.
Alikantini kakufali supoze peli za kweza. Mizeo likaveli sangana sichaba, michwale ngana sichaba hayeveliswa, kipeto vule la manzu yao kubwa na uli, kina mulimu Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mini upulise piso yaka. Mini kulumaku yakuli uyoba lamulela. Mini kabaniwena.
Did you notice his first sign? He had all kinds of impersonations of him. Everybody tried to throw down a serpent. Is that into a run of people? I don't know what is.
Kikuli mule mwele si suposa hai sapili. Naana ni mifuta kaufela ya malika nyiswabona. Mangi nalika kune panoha. Fogo kikuli, haiba uo hakona mu kwa wabatu. Anizivi kuli kisika mangi. Mwabona.
But what kind of a voice did they have behind it? Nothing. The Egyptian voice of the world. Yet they could perform the sign, but they didn't have the voice behind it to back it up. But Moses had, thus saith the Lord. That was the difference.
Kono kili nzula mufuta mangi, lene wanani mwamula wazona? Hakuna. Linzula mwege pita alalifasi. Ivo neba kona kweza sisupo. Kono neba sina linzu mwamula wazona? La kusipaka. Kono mwushe nana nisakuli, kiso na sabu ya mulena. Yeo neliona shutano.
Impersonators finally went on for a long time, but finally played out. Do you know the Bible said that would take place again in the last days? As Jabez withstood Moses? So would man of reprobate mind concerning the truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ. Amen. Reprobate mind concerning the truth.
Valikanyisi vazo la pili, kwa na lule lule fana kwe telele, mekwa mafelezo, zaipona haza. Kana mwaziba bibele bulezi kuli, zeo likae zala muamazazi ya maungulo, sina Janice ni Jambresi, ane baluwa nisamushe. Kimwaka vila ni mutu wa miupulo yeke luhile kwa niti. Niti kimangi, Jesu Kristo kena niti, mwabona, ngana yeke luhile kwa niti.
Now, Jehovah is going to speak by his promised word. He must then get this prophet ready to send down because it's always in his line of thinking, his line of doing every time, send his prophet. With the word and it vindicates the prophet.
Chwale, Jehova ukabulewa kali nzula hai la sepiso, uswanila chwale kuluksa mpolofita yo ni kumuluma. Kakuli kamita limuamu futa wa muna anuahae, mkwa wahae wakweza likakaona, na kukaa ufela halu mamu polofita wahae ni linzwi, ni mamu polofita ya pakilwe.
Again, this is a promise sign. A prophet himself is a sign. The Bible said so.
Hape se, kisi supo se sepisizwe. Mupolofita inakasi vili, kisi supo, vivele ivo lezualo.
When you see times lapsing, and then see coming, take the history of the Bible, study it. Whenever you've seen a long lapse of time, but just when you've seen a prophet appear on, it was a sign of judgment.
Amu wanali nakoli chibilika, niku wana zetaha, mungeli tawazakale za vivele. Mubali sise, musabu nafira na kwe telele ya na kwe taha, kono musabu nafira mupolofita hataha. Seo, kisi supo sakatulo.
God was going to judge the world when he, or the nation, or the people, when you saw a prophet coming. I preached the sermon that you taped, man, remember, a true sign overlooked. They always overlook it. They always had. But it was a sign of a coming judgment.
Mulimu naka aturali fasi. Miha kamba naha. Kamba sijaba. Amu wanamu polofita hataha. Ni kutalize kutazo ya ayona. Minaba tuwa matepu mwa upulaki, sisuposa niti sesisikale muhiwa. Kamita wasile muhangi, kamita wavileo na cholo, kononeli sisuposa kutaha kwa katulo.
Now, his word is fulfilled in his voice. What he promises, then he fulfills his word by the voice. The coming of a prophet is a warning sign that judgment is at hand. Always has been.
Chole linzula hae, litalelezwa mwamu huo hae, sona sase pisa. Kipeto wata lila zala ninzwi la hae, kamu huo hae, kuta kwa mpolofita, kisi suposa te muso kulikatulo ifaka ufi, kami itakubilewa na chwalo.
Let me just quote one. Look at Noah rising up in the last, in the days of the Antediluvian world. A prophet, prophesying. What was it? Judgment struck immediately after.
Aluwa nengi fela nibule lilingwi. Mutali menuwe, yana atile mwana kwa ya mafelelezo mwa mamazazi amunda walifasi. Mpolofita na asuliku polofita. Nelisi kama niseo, katulo yata akapili kasamulaho.
Moses went into Egypt, a vindicated prophet with the signs of the prophet. What happened? Judgment struck Egypt right afterwards.
Mushe na ile mwa Egypta alimu polofita ya pakirwe. Nilisupoza mpolofita. King zeneza alile, katulo yata ila Egypta kasamulaho.
Elijah come on the scene, the prophet, and prophesied to Ahab and that nation. What happened? Judgment struck it right afterwards. Right.
Elia ataha, alimu polofita, ni kupolofita kwa kabin, nina hayani. King zeneza alile, katulo ya wila mwate nga samula onyana. Kiniti.
John the Baptist come on as a sign. He was a prophet. He was a prophet's sign. Come on the earth. They know when he come on, the Messiah would speak after him. It had to be. Cause, get the elected.
Juani mkolobezi ata acholo alisisupo, na alimu polofita, na alimu polofita wasisupo, sana sitamu alifasi. Nebaziba, ata hamesia naka avulela kaena. Nekuna nikuwa chwalo, kakuli naka anga waketua.
What this is for is to get the elected people that's coming out, like in the days of Noah, like in the days of Elijah, the 7,000 or 700, whatever it was that hadn't bowed their knee, to call them out.
Libakalata wae kikuviza sichaba sisiketirwe, kulisilukulwe, sina muamazazi anuwe, sina muamazazi aelia. Baba eza 7,000 kamba 700 kamba nelichwa nikaufela. Bene basika kuba malingwele kuli aba bizeze kwande.
John calling out the elected and give it over to Christ when he comes swap this church says I must decrease, he must increase because he said I'm just the voice of him crying in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord.
Johani na bizize baba bizizwe nikuba tisa ku Kristo na kuyataha alukulula keleke ya hai ali ni swane ya kukusufala. Yena atuna fazwe. Kakuli naize, kina linzwila ya uweleza mali halaupa, kuluksa nzila ya mulena.
Jesus Come the same way. Gets the elected ready to hear the voice of God. That's what the prophetic sign is. Oh, if you follow these messages, get the elected ready. Not the others will never hear it. It's the elected it's called.
Mijesu atahakamu kwa oswana, unga baba itukisize kutuali nzwa mulimu. Kona si suposa spolo fiti amosi inezi. Oh, haiba mukala tila mangusa haa. Mube niku, kulukisa baba ketirwe. Isi ingi baba angwithela, awana kuli utwa, kiba ketwa, kona baba vizizwe.
Where did that angel come to in Sodom that did that sign? To Abraham and his group. Stay away from Sodom, it's going to burn.
Amen.
Jesus promised it to repeat, you know, again, this Sodom.
Lingero la nene litirekai, Masodoma, leneleze sisu posani, ku Abrahama nisikwata sahae. Amuzo Masodoma, kukanela mulilo. Mwawona, Jesu na sepizekuli, lika kutela maziba hape, kwa Sodoma ye.
Now, notice, what does it do? It gets the elected ready for the shelter of God, like in Noah's time, so forth.
Chale mule muhe, sieza sikamangi, siluki saya ketilwe kubaya itu kiseliza silelezo wa mulimu.
And what does it do? It condemns the intellectual unbeliever to judgment.
Amen.
It always has. To spurn mercy, nothing left but judgment. So it gets the intellectual and the unbeliever ready for the judgment because what do? They condemn it.
Misiyeza sikamangi, sinyeza salumeli, wamina anofila, kumatula, kamita sibiro na cholo, kuhana sishemo akuna ze siyala kwanda katulo. Kachwalo sifita fa fabu talifela miasa lumeli ukala kulivele la fela katulo. Kakuli king zakaeza ukali nyaza fela.
That's the reason the Jews eat their own flesh. That's the reason the blood run out of the city when Titus, the great Roman general, rode in there is because they had rejected the Holy Spirit.
Kikawa kaleo majuda ane bachirena mayabwa na tota. Kikawa kaleo maliabwa na hana abuvezi mwamunzi wa mutuna fani Titus musole wa mutuna wa Muroma. Anaba kenezi kwa lundula matengi.
Judgment had to come because they made fun of it. Jesus told them when they called him Beelzebub, that he said, I forgive you. The atonement had not been made. But said, when the Holy Ghost has come to do the same thing, to speak against it will never be forgiven. And that generation must never forgiven of it. Right.
Katulo na ina nikuta kakuli, nevasika ulemua kalikute. Jesu na wabulelezi, ane wamu vizakuli Baalzebubi, Mikiali, na amiswalela. Tifone iskafi wakale, kono ali, na kumwe oke nile haukatoe za musebezi oswana. Kubulela kaku uluanisa, hakuna kubani swalelo. Nelusika luani, nelusika swalelo wakazeo, yeo kiniti.
Judgment to the unbeliever, it's put out there for that purpose, to give light to the believer and darkness to the unbeliever. Just as the pillar of fire was, it made light to cross to the promised land and darkness to those who did not believe.
Katulo kuyasa lumeli, ibezu kwande kamulelo na wo. Kuli ifeli seli kumulumeli, nilififi kuya salumeli, kuswana fila siita samulilo. Mwane si inezi, nesifali seli, kuliba kwa naayase piso, nilififi kuweneba salumeli.
God's signs always does that. Put out the eyes of the unbeliever and give sight and light of walking to the believer. That's what it's sent for.
Lisupoza muli mukamita alieza nga wana cholo, kutivela meto ya salumeli, nikukua ula meto, niliseli, lakuza maya kumulumeli.
If his prophecy is true, if the prophet's prophecy is true and comes to pass, then it is the warning of God. Now in Numbers 12:6 we find the same thing in the scripture.
Habasi profita sahai kisaniti. Habasi profita samu profita kisaniti. Misto talezwa. Kipe toki temuso ya mulimu. Chole manumere 12:6. Lufumanata baiswana. Kima ngolo.
The Bible was written by these men. Now, if we read in 2 Peter 1:21, it said, man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible.
Bibele ne ingozwi, kabona baanaba. Chole hae balubala, kupitrosi wabubeli 1:21, ize, baanaba ikale, nibazama iswa kamwe oke nile, hanibangwala bibele.
Also in Hebrews 1:1, where we spoke the other night, God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. This last day is through Jesus Christ, his son.
Hape mwama evelu 1:1, mwane lubulezi busi wabungwi, mulimu mwali na koza kali ni kami kwa ye shutana na ubulezi kwa kukwa luna kama profita, mwama zazi amathelelo zoa, kika Jesu Kriste mwana hai.
The pillar of fire the sign, the voice, the voice was going to speak. The pillar of fire in the bush was a noted voice that God was fixing to speak.
Sita samulilo sonasisupo kilinzwi kambaki kilinzwi lene likabulela. Sita samulilo masichani nelilinzwi leli utuhala kusina kukakanya. Leo mulimu nakabulela.
Notice, clearly now, don't miss this. When Miriam had laughed at her brother Moses, and she was a prophetess, when she laughed at him, and God came down in that pillar of fire, Moses knew that God was ready to speak. It was a sign. And the voice that followed it said, "Don't you fear God?" Said, "There's none in the land like my servant Moses."
Mulemwe kaswani rochwale. Musika mwali mbwinja. Mi Miriam ana sehake zela hae mwishi. Miye nane limu polofita wa musali na kwea museha. Mi mulimu ashe tumukamwasi tasamuli dosani. Mwushe nazi wakuli mulimu ubatia kubulela. Nelisisupo. Mili nzwi lala tila mamu lao lali. Kana musami mulimu. Lali hakuna mutu mwana haya sonas na mutanga kamushe.
Done the same when they raised up and said this. When Dathan raised up. And with Korah, the gainsaying of him, there's more holy man than you. You think you're the only one in the bunch. God had ordained Moses to that job.
Baiza zeswana, aba nanuha, nikubulela kwani. Fani data ni hai yema kumuluwa ni saamu ni Korah. Litabazesi na tuso za hai. Kuna ni vana wanga hata wake nile kukufita. Unanakulikiwe na anosi. Fiela mwako pano, mulimu na asupile mshekwe za msebezi wani.
And when they want to get another bunch to go with them, make himself an organization, he said, "Separate yourself from them. I'll condemn him, I'll consume him," and he did. The world got him.
Miane wabatasi kwata sakuya nisona, vaikezeza kakwata kabona, kiali, kauhana kubona, niba yundise fela, nikaba yundisa fela, miaba yundisa lifasi la bamiza.
Now we find that's always been God's way. The pillar of fire indicates the voice is fixing to speak. Oh, Texas! How blind can you get? You still remember Houston?
Chwale, lufumanakuli yeo ivirenzila ya mulimu. Sita samulilo, sivonisakuli linzwi, selilipu kaufide kubulela. Oh, Texas! Muko nakubalibo fuzechwani. Muno hupula Houston.
Now there's a voice follows a sign. Moses, a prophet sign to Israel, promise that the word is ready to be vindicated.
Chwale kuna nilinzwi leli latele langasi supo. Mushe muprofita wasi supo kwa Israele. Na asepsize kulilinzwi nelivu kaufi ni kuiponalisa.
How perfect is God's word in order each time. Just even like the Urim Thundum as we spoke of the other night. The Urim Thundum was there, and unless that sign come on that Urim Thundum, the voice was not recognized.
Linzu la mulimu mwaneli peta halezi, kaswanelo na kukau fila. Kuswana fila ni uri mtumimu. Sina hane ni vulezi busi wabumi, uri mtumimu ne ilitengi. Mihaya basi supo saani, nesisa taifa uri mtumimu. Linzwi nelisa utwelwi.
There has to be a sign. The sign vindicates the voice. And the voice vindicates the sign that it comes from God.
Kulukira kwa sisupo sipaka linzwi. Mini linzwi lipaka sisupo, kulilizwele la kumulimu.
The voice of the sign is what speaks yes or no. If God refused it, then the voice speaks no. If the sign was there, God spoke yes. God's order never has changed. We can stay hours on that, but it never has changed.
Linzu la sisupo kona lelibulela kamba awa. Haiba mulimu ulihanile, kipeto linzu likabulela awa. Haiba sisupo nesilitengi, mulimu nabulela kuli Mula wa mulimu hausika chinchakali. Luwako na kuinele la lihola fati ngifo. Kono alisika chinchakali.
Look, Jonah, the prophet. Look at that sign. He was on his road to Tarshish. Started to go to Nineveh and took a road to Tarshish.
Amutalime Jonas mprofita, mutalime sisu posani. Na alimu amusipili wa hae kuliva kwa Tarshish. Nana nwezuku ya kwane nive. Kono afapuela kuliva nzila ya Tarshish.
Many condemned Jonah. Jonah don't deserve to be condemned. He was a prophet. The footsteps of the righteous is ordered of the Lord. And he started on his road to Tarshish, and we try to condemn the man. But Jesus didn't.
Vabanga atabafanga mulatu Jonasi. Jonasi halu kile kunyaziwa. Na alimu profita. Miza mao ya yalu kile itiiswa kimulena. Miaa wela mwamu sipili kulibata reshishi. Milu lika kunyaza angamuna yani. Kono Jesu nasika munyaza.
Notice, he said as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and nights, it was to be a sign. So must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights. And a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall be no sign given them from God, remember, but the sign of Jonas.
Mulemu henaize, sina Jonas ya nainzi mwatapi. Mazazyamala alu ni masihu. Ne iluke la kupasi supo. Niye na mwana mutu kimwaka inila mwamba ya lifasi. Mazazyamala alu ni masihu. Milu sika lolu maswe lwa bubuki, lubatasi supo. Mia kuna kupasi supo nisisika na kuzwa kumulimu. Mupule, kwanda si supo sa Jonasi.
What is Jonas' sign? The resurrection. And this is that Sodom generation. Adulterous, spiritual adultery, committing spiritual fornications against the truth of God, making fun of it.
Sisuposa Jonasi kisikamani, kizuho, milo kona ulisika luani, raso doma, rabubuki, bubuki wamoya, kuweza bozo wamoya, kushuta na nini tiamulimu, kusailemu wakali kute.
A wicked and an adulterous generation will seek for a sign and they'll get it. It'll be the sign of the resurrection.
Lusika lolu maswe, milu wabubuki, luvatasi supo. Mivakasi ya muhela, ikabasi supo sa zuho.
Look, Jonah, them people are heathen. And it's a great commercial city. Their great industry was fish. They sent fish all over the country. The men were fishermen. That was the occupation.
Mutali me, Jonasi, vatuwaani neliba hedeni. Mineli omutuna, nelimunzi walite kiso. Musika omutuna wabona neli walitapi. Nivalumeleza litapi zabona mwana hayani kaufela. Vana bani neliba yambi. Wani kona onoli msebezi.
And they've been heathens, they worship animals and idols and become very wicked. Like this nation now. Full of sex and Hollywood and all kinds of, even into the churches. And notice what takes place.
Mine lifela wa hedeni. Nivalapela lifolofolo ni milimu ya maswaniso. Mibaba baba masuwa hulu, sinana haye chwale, ye tezifela butanya ni Hollywood. Nimifuta kaufela mane kukena ni mwali keleke. Mi amule muwe sisi ngasi baka.
Well, sometimes even sex appeal in the church is called modern. How can this nation stand under such a thing as that? Call yourselves Christians and act on such a thing as that. How can it stand?
Kini, foku ngineba takazo ya butanya mwakeleke, mwane seitali mwakuli kibupilo bubuncha. Na haye ikona kuyema chwa ni mwata santo echwalo. Mwipiza wa kreste, nikuweza likaze echwalo zeo, ikona kuyema chwa ni.
As my good friend Jack Moore said years ago, if God lets this nation get by with this, he'll be obligated as a just God to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to him for burning them up.
Sinamulikana kayomunde Jack Moore, yana izemi haya kwa mula okuli, haiba mulimu katuelela na haye kuyamutaka fululele, ukawa ya swanela, kakuba mulimu ya sinarisi libonda, ukawa usaso doma ni Gomora, miya kupeswa lelo, kakuba chisa.
You're bound for judgment, there's no other way to accept it. Write it down in your Bibles, I'm getting to be an old man. You see if it doesn't go to judgment. Amen. If I live a normal life, I'll see it. Normal time. Another few years will turn it.
Mulivile kwa katulo, hakuna mkwa usili wakuli ya muhela. Mungole mwali vivele zamina. Ni anisu palachwale, mubwone haibali na kukena mwakatulo. Haba ni pilavu pilo ubuswa nela, ni kalivona na kweswana. Mihaye ungi ye likani, lika italeleza.
Jonah, there's all out fishing about noontime. And here come the god of the sea up, the whale, run up to the bank and spit the prophet out on the bank. What a sign!
Jonah sikau filabu nane basuli kuyamba. Musia lituna chwalo mikuata mulimu wali wate yani watapi. Ama telakwali kamba ni kukwela mprofita afali kamba. Hakisi supaniseo.
God delivered his prophet with a message. Now they've seen the sign, they believe the sign. Now what's the message? Repent. That's the voice of the sign.
Mulimu nala mulezi mprofita wa hae, kalingusa. Chole babu na sisupo, walumela sisupo. Chole lingusa kilifi, mubake. Leo kona linzula sisupo.
The voice of the sign is repent, or within 40 days you'll be consumed. They knew enough to repent.
Linzu la sisu pokikuli muvake, kamba mwaha la mazazi ama shumi amane, muka yundi swakamulilo. Vazi wakuli nevaluke la kubaka.
Jesus said they'll condemn this generation because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, a greater than Jonas this year.
Jesu ali waka atulalusika lo, kakuli neva wakile hawa utuwa kutazo ya Jonasi. Yomu tunakufita Jonasi, ute ngikiofa.
The voice was repent, or in 40 days you'll be consumed.
Linzu lali, muvake, kamba mwama zazi ama shumi amane muka yundiswa kwa mulilo.
John the prophet appearing, a prophet appearing sign after 400 years with no prophet that had all the intellectuals. I just imagine what a mess they had.
Joani mprofita habo nala sisuposa kubo nala kwa mprofita kasamula wami haye mianda emine kusina mprofita. Newa vile nivai kakao ufela balituto ninaani sisa fela sinyeho yate ngumone iwezi.
400 years, no prophet. But the time drew nigh that the Messiah was to come. Now John was the sign, being a prophet, that the Messiah was ready to speak the voice of the sign, because in Malachi 3 we find out, I send my messenger before my face.
Nihaye mianda emine kusina mprofita konona kwe asutela buka ofi kuli Mesia, yani nataha. Chole juani na alie nasi suposani kakwa mprofita kuli Mesia na alibu kaofi ni kubulela. Linzula sisupo kakuli mwama laki 3 lufumana kuli nikalumanu mwana waka fapilaka.
Alas, was to come before his face, and Elias come. John in the spirit and power of Elias come and done exactly what the scriptures did, and they did not understand it. Scripture says so. He was the sign, a prophet sign, that the Messiah was going to speak.
Elia nalukela kutafapila hai. Mi Elia sataha. Joani mamoya ni mata. A Elia. Ataha mi aezaze swana nizene vulezu mwamangolo. Mini basika utwisi sa. Mangolo na vulezo na chwalo. Na alie na sisupo. Sisupo sa mprofita sakuli Mesia na kabulela.
That prophet known it so well until he said, why, there's one standing among you right now. That Messiah that I'm speaking of is among you. I'm not worthy to loose his shoes. He's the one that'll baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. I'm baptizing with water unto repentance. But he'll be after me. He's among you now.
Mprofita yani, kakuziba chwalo hande, kufitela abu lakuli. Kinyi, kuna ni alimungu ya yemi muhalamina. Onafachwale. Yena Mesia yonivuleza hae umuhalamina. Aniswaneli neva kutamula kwele ya makatulo hae. Kiena ya kakoloveza kamoya oke nile ni mulilo. Nani koloveza kamezi? Kwa kubaka, kono yena, ukani tamo mulao umuhalamina chwale.
One day he saw a young man coming walking down. He saw that pillar of fire and a form of a dove coming down from heaven. A voice saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
Zazireli ngwi, abona mutangana yata hainza azama ya kushetumuka. Abona sita samuli losani mwasi suposankwilimba. Yezo kwali halimu. Mili nzulali, yo, kimwana kaya latua. Yeni katelua.
Says whom I'm pleased to dwell. It's just the verb before the adverb. So it's just the same. In whom I'm pleased to dwell or in whom I'm pleased to dwell. Makes no difference.
Lali yoni katelua. Kili vizo fapila tuloka andina. Kona kuli zaswa na fila. Kuyena ni katelua kupila. Kamba ni katelua kupila kuyena. Akuna shutano niekana.
Notice, I'm pleased to dwell in him. John said, I bear record that he that told me in the wilderness, not at the seminary, in the wilderness said, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on. Hey, man, he's the one that'll baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. And I bear record it's the truth.
Mulemuhe, ni katilo kupila kuyena. Joani ali, ni paka kuli yani vulelezi nisa ni mwali halaupa, isi ngikuwa skolo sabuku tazi. Mwali halaupa naize, yena yoka wana moya ushetumuka. Ni kuina kuyena, amen. Kiena luli yaka koloweza kamo ya oke nile ni mulilo. Mini paka kuli, kiniti.
What was it? That prophet was a sign that Messiah was ready to speak.
Nelisika maiseo, si suposamu profita sani, nelikuli Mesia, nalibuka ufi ni kubulela.
What was the Messiah? The Messiah was the word in full. He was the fullness of God. The prophets was a little flickering light. But in him was all that light. Was in this Messiah. For he was the manifested God made Emmanuel. God among us in human flesh.
Mesia nelisikamangi, Mesia nelilinzwi kakukala. Na aliena mutalele wa mulimu. baprofita nelifyala liselinyana lili laita. Kono kuyena, nekuna niliseli tunalani, nelili kuyena mesiyayo, kakulina alikubona hala kwa mulimu. Ya ezwe Emanuele, mulimu mwahalaruna, mwana mayabutu.
Messiah was ready to speak. And notice, the Bible says that the word of the Lord comes to the prophet.
Mesiya na alibu kaufi ni kubulela. Mi mulemuhe, vibele ibulakuli, linzu la mulena litahanga kumupolofita.
Now here stood John that Jesus said was the greatest prophet ever lived. Jesus said so, Matthew the 11th chapter.
Chwelefa nekuyemi Johani, yo Jesu na abulezi kuli, nelimu polofita yomutuna ya kila apila. Jesu na abulezi chwalo, Mateo kauhanywa 11.
What went she out to see? A man shaken by every wind. This denomination shall give you more, you do this. Not John. No. A man that can be shoved over, bluffed out. No, he was a raw, rugged prophet.
Mwilobo nasikamangi. Muna ya zukuzwa kimoya wamufutaka ufila. Kopano ye haivulela sakuli. Nika kuholisa mali ya mangata. Weza chwana, isingi Johani. Vatili. Muna ya kwa nakukeluswa kabunolo. Yes, nama yemo. Vatili, nari ya buhali, mupolofita ya pazawile.
But if you go to see a man that's all dressed up with a priesthood garment on, and he said, no, they stay in king's palaces. They marry the young, kiss the babies, and bury the old. That's kind. They don't know anything about a two-handed sword.
Kana mwilobo na muna ya pezi mikanjo ya buprista, mikeali vatili, vao wafumane ya mwamile nengi. Vanyalisa baba ncha, vatuvetali mbutu tu ni kupumbe kabasupali. Woko na mufuta watengi. Hakuna ziba. Kamu kwale osu waliwa kama zwa mabeli.
So what did you go out to see? A prophet? He said more than a prophet. Of course he was a messenger of the covenant. It was promised by God to send him.
Kona kuli mwilobo nasi kama inkwande. Mupolofita nji? Miali mane ufita mupolofita. Kakuli na alimulumi wa ubulikani. Na sepisizwe kimulimu kuli ukamuluma.
And notice, here John standing in the water baptizing. Saying he's coming. And here is the word. Not lower heaven, but made flesh. The word is flesh.
Mimule mwefa, Joani na yemi mwamezi, inza koloveza aliwataha. Mikilefa linzwi, aliyo mwali halimu. Kono, ya ezwe nama, linzwi selinama.
What does the heaven then? What's the order of God's scripture? The word came to the prophet right in the wilderness, right in the field. The word came to the prophet. John looked up and said, I have need to be baptized to thee.
Kweza alasika manchwale, kiufi muzama wa mangolo amulimuhe, linzwi la atakumupolofita. Ona mwali halaupa mwani, ona mwasiliba mwani, linzwi la atakumupolofita. Joani atali mamwali halimu miali, nito kwa kukolobezo kiwena.
My dear old brother, Dr. Davis, the Missionary Baptist Church, baptized me in Christian faith. If he's here tonight, I don't mean to hurt his feelings, because he lives here in Texas. About here from Davis Mountain.
Mimulikana akamuzwala ya supezi Dr. Davis, kireke ya Missionary Baptist, yana anikolobelize mwatumelo ya bukreste. Aba uteni mwabusi uchwana, anita lusiku filikanya maikutuwa hae. Kakuli upilao na mwa Texas Mo, uzwele la kwa Davis Mountains.
Well, I remember us arguing on that one day, I just a boy. And I said, it don't sound right, Dr. Davis.
Konona upula hane nikana naniena, zazire lingwi, mine nilimushima nifila, mise nili. Ani utuali hande, Dr. Davis.
He said, what happened, then... Jesus baptized John. And then John baptized Jesus because John hadn't been baptized. It didn't seem right to me.
Kiali, zeneza halide, kuti Jesu na akolobeleze Johani. Mini Johani akolobeza Jesu. Kakuli Johani nasika akolobezo akali. Nilisika abonala ande kuna.
I kept on waiting, watching, wondering. I wouldn't say nothing about it. But one day, when the Lord revealed it.
Nazura pilikuli velela kutali mela kwa kaleza. Akuna zene nivulezi kazona. Konjiza zeleli mwimulena, anipatule razona.
Now watch what Jesus said. John said, I have need to be baptized to thee, and why are you coming to me? Jesus said, suffer it to be so. For thus it is becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness.
Chole mutali mele sana avulezi Jesu, John naize, nito kwa kukolobezo kiwena. Chole kinsota elakuna, Jesu wali, tuwela kulikuwe cholo. Kakuli kiswane lukuli, lutale leze kulukaka ufila.
John knew who he was. There's the two leaders of the world, two leaders of the church. God and his prophet standing together. Now watch, they ought to know.
Joani na azivile yona liena. Kivao baeteleli wawabeli balifasi, baeteleli wawabeli bakeleke. Mulimu ni mpolofita wahaye inge waeme hamoho. Chole mutalime, ni waluke ya kuziba.
Jesus said, suffer that to be so. That is right. But thus it's becoming to us that we fulfill all righteousness, the promised word. The sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented. John baptized Jesus because he was the sacrifice.
Amen.
Jesu ali tuwela kuli kubewa na chwalo. Yeo kiswanelo, kono kwa lusone ya kuli lutale leze kulu kakao fila. Lonali nzwi lelise pisizwe. Sitabelone sina nikuta piswa, sisikata ya kiswa kale. Juani na kolobelize, Jesu kakuli na alisitabelo. Mwabona?
The sacrifice had to be washed before presented. Walked right out there and the sacrifice is washed and he's presented right. He said, that's the Lamb of God.
Sitabelone sina nikuta piswa, sisikata ya kiswa kale. Aliwa kwa ni Mr. Belos hata piswa. Mikona ataiswa kwa nyangela. Kiali kiyeo ngunyana amulimu.
Went right up on the bank and here come the Spirit of God coming down upon him. Said, this is my beloved son. See, he was presented then to the public. But before the sacrifice could be presented, it had to be washed first. That's the law of the Old Testament.
Aya falikamba mikiwo moya amulimu. Washitumuka walula falimu hai wali. Yoki mwana kaya latua. Mabona? Kona afi wachwali kwa sichaba. Kono sita velosisika taiswa kale. Nesina nikuta piswa pili. Woko na mula wa testamente ya kale.
All right, Messiah was fixing to speak because here was a sign of the prophet. And when they seen that prophet come on the scene after all those 400 years without one, they knew next voice was Messiah.
Kulukile, Messiah nali velela kubulela. Kakulifa, nekunani sisupo, samuprofita. Miyababu wanamu profita ata mwasiba kakasamula wa miha ye mianda ye mine yani. Kusina niyomukana, nivaziwa kule linzwi, leli tatama nili Messiah.
Now you Bible readers think right hard for a few minutes. Watching his nature, how did they miss him? How did they miss knowing that was him, John?
Chole minababa alibabibele, munaha nekata atachwale ifame zuzuwe likani. Mutali mesi wipeosa hae, nevasimbu njize chwani. Nevapaulezi chwani kuziba yoo na alie na juani.
His nature was identified, his spirit and nature was identified to be Elijah. Now notice what spirit, now he was John the Baptist, but the spirit of Elijah was upon him.
Sivupeosa hae nesizibilwe. Moyo wa hae nisipupeo nilizibalizo ku Elia. Chole mule mwe moyo wa hae. Chole nilijua ni mkolobezi. Kono nilimoya wa Elia ono likuyena.
Notice, first, Elijah was a man who loved the wilderness. And John was a man in the wilderness.
Mule mwe pili Elia nilimutu ya lata mishitu. Mwabona, mijuani nilimutu wa mishitu.
And Elijah was a man that condemned that organizational system in that day with all he had. So did John. You generation of snakes, who's warned you to flee from the wrath? Don't you begin to say, I have this, that, or the other. God's able these stones to rise short in Abraham. See the two natures?
Mi Elia nelimuna yana nyazizi. Mulao wako panoyani. Mwaliza zilani. Nizana anani kaufila. Nijua nikimwana ezilize. Minalusi kawali noha. Kimangia mile musize kusaba kubu hali. Musike mwa kala kubule yakuli, nina nise saa nikamba sisi ngui. Mulimu wako na kuzusaba na ba Abraham kuona macho ya. Mwabonali bupi waze pelizeo.
And look at Elijah. He condemned all them painted-faced Jezebels of his day, them immoral women. What did John do? The same thing. To Herodia. Both of them was a cause of their death.
Miamu tali melia, anyazabo Jezebele ba nikaufela, waliza zila hae. Wana ba sali ba sna bui swalo bani. Kisi kama sana ize juani, kinto eswana ni ku Herodias. Bubeli wabona, kona bene baba tisele zeli furabona.
Look at Elijah. After he'd done that great work, he'd get moody. Laid out there and prayed for God to take him. John did the same. Even laid there and sent his disciples over and said, go ask him, is he the one or do we look for another?
Amutalime Elia, kasamula wamanoweza musebezo mutuna, awakala kuikalelwa. Aina kwa ule koo ni kula pila kulimulimu wa mungi. Juani aeza zeswana, mane aloba laona koo. Mia ulumaba luti wa bahaya ali. Amu ya mubuza, kana kiyena, kamba lulivele usili.
Jesus knew that he was Elijah. That had to be his nature. He was identified exactly as Elijah was. He was in the spirit of Elijah.
Jesu, nazi bacholo. Nali Elia. Saani, nesina nikubasi upupeo sahai. Naswa na hande luyo na cholos na Elia. Nali mamu ya wa Elia.
It's to come five times that spirit is to be used. Elijah, Elisha, John, Malachi 4, and then to the Jews in the last days, the spirit of Elijah.
Una nikuta alina kuzeke talizo moya wani. Kuli uitu siswe, Elia, Elisha, Joani, Malachi 4. Michwale ni kwa majuda. Mazazi ya maungulo, olu likuwa nabusi ubo, moya wa Elia.
Notice, now, today, I want you to look at our modern Ahab prophets today. Letting their Jezebels cut their hair, paint their face, wear shorts, smoke cigarettes, anything. It's okay.
Mulemu etwale kachenu ni batakuli mutali meba profita babo akabe bakachenu. Baba tuwele labo jeza bereku kutamili ya wona, vai penta kwa lifateo, vatina tuputula, vazuwama kwai, sikaka ufira. Ki hande?
Our Ahab prophets of the day, going with their schools, sure, leading them around by man-made creeds and denominations. What is it? Ahab prophets.
Va profita balu na ba akabe, bakachenu. Baba zama anili kolo zabo naluli, baba zama isa. Kwa ni kwa kali tuto za ipangezi mutu niliko pano. Kinto mangyeo! Vaprofite bakabe!
We need another Micah to rise on the scene. Or in time of Ahab, Elijah come on the scene. That's who promised.
Luto kwa Mikaya yomu ngikuli ataya wuna hale. Kamba mwana kwa yakabe, Elia ata masibaka. Yoki yena, yana sepisizwe.
Leading them around any way they want to go. If they don't mistreat them here somewhere, they go over and join this and still maintain their Christian profession.
Inza baisa kwa ni kwa. Kanzi la yewe bataku ya kaufila. Ayi babasa ezitwalo, baba nyandisa kukungi. Baka ya kafaa ni kue yukopa nyakuse. Kono basa kumalila kwa wabu ipuleri. Wabu na wabu kreste.
Well, they never was saved at the beginning. Their very nature proves it. Can you get grapes off of a thorn tree? Can you get watermelons from a pumpkin vine?
Kihande, nebasika apiliswa kuzwele kwa makalo. Sipupeo sabo na kasi bilisipaka chwalo. Kikuli mukazu sa magirepu kwa kota ya muka kani. Kikuli mukaya angama hapu. Famu kwati wa mpusi.
The very nature shows they want nothing to do with the word. They make fun of it and blaspheme it. When it's written, thus saith the Lord. These things are to happen. And they laugh at it and make fun of it.
Sipupeo sa teni kasi bili. Sipuwa nisakuli akuna zao batakweza nilinzwi. Wali keshebisa nikuli sheununa. Hali ngozuko likisona sabu lela mulena. Likaze, likaezala. Mibona wali seha, wali keshebisa.
No wonder Jesus said, the queen of the south shall rise up with this generation in the last days and condemn it. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to see a man with a gift of wisdom. He said, a greater than Solomon is here.
Kikaba kaleo jesu naize, mulena wa musali wa kwamboela, ukawa zuwa, atule lusika loo, mama zazi ya maungulo, nikulu nyaza. Kakuli na azule kwa liba kasa kwa hule zalifasi, kutobona muna ya nani mpo ya butali. Ni ali, yomu tunamane kufita Solomoni, kiyofa.
Sure, Solomon, his day was one of the great days. The people all believed this gift that God gave him, this Solomon. And his fame went out everywhere.
Luli Solomoni nalicholo, maliza zila hai. Leli mwila mazazi ama tuna, sichabane silumela mpo ya na mfile mulimu. Yena Solomoni yo, ni ili bubo la hai, la ya kai ni kai.
What if we people of this day, we Americans, we're always trying to find some program against communism. Here's God's program. Repent. Turn to God.
Amen.
Some program. If they just do to that, we'd forget communism.
Kucho ni kambe, luvasi chava saliza zile. Nilunama Amerika ni lulika kamita kufumana tukiso yengwi. Kaza swali sano. Kie tukiso ya mulimu, mubake, mufetu ya kumulimu. Tukiso yengwi, kambe ne wakaya za thira cholo. Nelukali vala, zaswa lisano.
All Israel believe that gift that God gave them. If America would just believe the gift that God's given us this last days. His son, in the form of the Holy Ghost, raised from the dead, living among us, according to his promise. We don't want to cherish that.
Kanti sila elene lumela mwa mpoyani, yo mulimu na bafile. Kambe Amerika naka bafila, naka lumela fila mpoya mulimu, yo alufile mwalizazi, amafilezo wa. Mwana hae mwamufuta umwe yoke nile, ya zule kwa mafu, ya pila mwala lunaku ya kase piso ya hae. Kambe nelukaba, kumalila fila seo.
It'll only go to the elected, for no man can come to me except my father draws him. All the father has given me, they will come.
Nesika ya fila kwa baketwa. Kakuli hakuna mutu hakuna kuta hakuna, konja ya bandate hamu vize. Mika ufila bani filendate, wakata ha.
Just seed sowing, it falls some this way and that way, but they seed sowing anyhow. It'll catch its roots wherever it's at. They'll catch it.
Kikuchala fila kwa peo. Yawa, yengu wela nne kule nine kulani. Kono kuna nikuchala kwa li peo. Ni akulichwalo, ikati sami visi ayo na kau fila fuikaba. Ikati ya hande.
Notice, here they were. And we find out that in that day Ahab, the nation, had got them Israelites doing any kind of things they want to do and still professing to be Israelites.
Mulemwe nevali fo kibao. Milufu manacho nakuli akabe na hanese ingile maisila elebani vene baezali kaze mfuta kaufila. Nitengi ni masai pulia kuli kima Israeli.
How that Elijah condemned that generation with all that was in him, and God vindicating him, and he was a prophet.
Kulimane ni Elia akalimela usika lwani. Nizene liku ya nakaufila. Mimu limu amupaka cholo. Mi nalimu profita.
Just before they're coming. So did John. Walked right up in Israel and married this woman to Herod, his brother Philip's wife.
Kale mane Joani askata ata kuliba kwa Israeli na nyezi musali yoku ku Heroda musala Philip munyana hai.
Walked right into his face. He pulled no punches. He wasn't afraid some presbyters going to put him out. He carried no fellowship card. Only with God, he was his prophet.
Ata kuyena kumutali mafaso ateo. Aputa lingindi na asa savi mutoneli. Yomu tuna waputeho. Na asika alwala kadi yako pano. Na ile fela ni mulimu. Na limu polofite wa hae.
The word is with him. He didn't have to go to ask any bishop or deacon. He was anointed. He had the word. Walked right into his face and said, not lawful for you to have her. He pulled no punches to nobody.
Linzu na lili nyena. Na asa alukeli kuyobuza bishop ufikamba madikoni. Na tozizwe. Nana ni linzwi. Ata kulibana nipata hae miali. Hakiswane lokuli ube ni musaliyo. Kiniti. Na asika putali nyindi. Kuputela mutufi.
Them wicked women committing adultery. Carrying on.
Basali baba masubani. Nebaeza bozwa. Uzwela pino na cholo.
Like Amos when he come on the scene. Looked over there. We don't know even where he come from. Mahai must have looked up on that city of Samaria. Like the tourists did, all beautiful. And the preachers all in harmony with the nations. And a league with the nations and everybody. And still living in sin.
Sina Amos. Mihata mwasibaka atali mafani. Mwana aluzibi kwa nazwelela. Mahawi mwana alukela kutalima. Kwa munzi wa Samaria wani. Sina vosibu habui mwane baezeza. Zende kaufila. Ni wakutazi kaufila mwakutuano ni nilinaha. Mitamano ya wona nilinaha ni mutu kaufila. Ni wasapira mwasibi.
His eyes narrowed, his bald head shined. And as he come down, he didn't wasn't much to look at, but he had thus saith the Lord.
Metwa hai ababu sisani. Sitenda sae savenya. Mikacholo ashe tumuka. Nasika, nesi yako na kutalimwa. Kono na nani, kisona savu lera mulena.
We need a Amos on the scene today. Would we receive him? Certainly not. No more than he did.
Luto kwa yaswa nasina Amos, ikutaka chenu. Kikuli neluka muamu hela, vahati likutokwa. Akuna, yana muamu hezi nitengi.
He'd come on the scene, he'd tear down every organization, every denomination, every short-wearing woman, every bobbed-haired Jezebel. He'd tear them to pieces.
Amen.
Ana akata hamwali fasi. Na akashande wala katengo kafika ufila. Puteo ifika ufila. Musali kaa ufila ya atinaze kuswani. Jezebel kaa ufila ya kutamilili ya hai. Na akaba luba kamwali ya mba mba.
They'd kick him out on the street and say that old fanatic. But he'd have thus saith the Lord. Of course it's written that way.
Ni waka mulele kila kwa ande mwami kwa kwa. Nikupule lakuli. Mufitelezi watu melo yani. Kono na akaba nisakuli kisona sabule la mulena. Kakuli lingozu fila wana cholo.
The denomination received him? No. He had nobody to sponsor his program. But this great fine city of lust, like Samaria was, would they receive this little unknown fellow with no fellowship card, nobody to sponsor him or anything?
Kopanone ka mwamu heranji, vatili. Nasina mutu wakutusatu kiso ya hai. Kana mulene ngomu tunawo, omunde wa watakazo, sina Samaria mwone ivezi. Kikuli nebaka muhera mutangana. Nyana ya nasa zivahali yo, mana asina ni kadi ya kopano kusina, wakumutusa, kambasika kaufela.
He didn't have any sponsorship. He didn't have any fellowship card. No school he come from, but he had thus saith the Lord.
Nasina mutusi ni omukana, nasina kadi yako pano niekana, hakuna sikolo kwa nazwelela, kono nana nisakuli kisona savulela mulena.
And his coming as a prophet was a sign. His voice was from God, and it was identified in the days of Jeroboam II. Everything he said come to pass.
Mikuta kwa hae, kakuwa mprofita nelisi supo. Linzula hae nelizu wa kumulimu. Mine liziba halizu mama za ajerobu wa mwabubeli. Kau filazana abulezi za toiza hala.
Now we find this day that we're living in is just a repeat of that again. Ministers, people ashamed, stand in the pulpit and the gospel becomes a meal ticket to them.
Chwale lufumana chua na mwali za zilelu pila kulo nale. Kiku kutela fela kwali kazeo hape. Vakutazi nisichaba, vautoma swabi akuyema fakatala. Mini ni evangeli vafela, fakupangela kapene kabu hove.
They're afraid to say anything, some man's going to put him out of this, that, or the other. There's only one man can put you out of heaven, that's God.
Amen.
How are you going to be put out of heaven staying with his word? That's what he sent you for.
Basa bakubulela sika muti omumwi ukaba leleka kuse sani kamba sisimwi. Kuna nifela muna alimu mwi yako na kukuzwisa mwali halimu yoki mulimu. Miukayo lele kwa chwangi mwali halimu inge uli nilinzula hae kona sana kulumezi.
Remember, the Bible said it's such a time as it was in the days of Elijah. In such a day as it was in the days of John, that Malachi 4 is going to return to the earth again. I will send Elijah.
Muhupule vivele ize mwana kwe chwalo. Sinamone kubezi mwamazazi a Elia, mwali zazileli chwalo, sinamone kuinezi mwamazazi a Joani. Kuli Malachi 4, ukaa kutamwalifasi hape. Nikaluma Elia.
Don't get that mixed up now with Malachi 3. I send my messenger before my face. That was Elias too. But in Malachi 4, he said, just before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, when the whole earth will burn like an oven, and the righteous shall walk out upon the ashes of the wicked. That's the millennium. I'll send Elijah the prophet.
Chole musike mwako panyalitabazeo ni Malachi 3, nilumanu mwana waka fapilaka, yani neli Elia niena. Kodumo Malachi 4 wize, kusikata filaka lelizazi, lelisabisa la mulena. Foli fasika ufela alikatu kasna ondo, mewewa lukile wakaza mayaku hatike la famu fuse wababa maswe, yeo kona mileniamu. Nika aluma Elia mpalofita.
And what will he do? He will restore the faith of the children back to the apostolic fathers. Back to the word. He'll have to be a prophet. I'll send him.
Mikisika maisakaeza, ukawa kutisa tumero ya wana kukutela kwa bashemi baba apostola. Kukutela kwa linzwi, ukawa mpalofita. Nika muluma.
You'll be thoroughly identified. His nature will be the same as Elijah's was. Exactly. His message will be right on that line. He'll condemn, tear down, no fellowship, no cooperation, no nothing. But he'll have, thus saith the Lord.
Ukazi wa hali swahande, sibupeo sahaye sikasu wanafela ni Elia mwana abezi wanachualo. Lingosa lahaye likawa leli zama ili hande, ukaa nyaza, aluba kelika, atokwe kopano, atokwe swalisano, atokwe sika, kono ukawa nisakuli kisona savu lila mulena.
I remember there's been all kinds of groups stand up and say, this is the Elijah's robe and this is the Elijah's doctrine. A whole group, an organization turn into Elijah's group or Elijah's robe. That's not scripture. God never did deal with a group like that.
Chwale muhupule, kuna ni mifuta kau fela asichaba. Ye manikupule akuli, ye kikubo ya Elia, miye kituto ya Elia. Sikuata kau fela kamba kopano, wafetu yela kwa sikuata sa Elia, kamba kubo ya Elia. Zeo hali yomo mangolo, mulimu alikuwa atali mane nisikuata sicholo.
When Elijah come on the scene and John the Baptist, both of them condemned the groups and the organization. And never did he condemn them the way they did Elijah and John both.
Mi Elia na kuyataha, nijua ni mkolobezi ubeli wabona vanyaza alikuata zani nilikopano. Nibasikaza cholo, wabanyaza mwone baeze lize, Elia nijua ni ubeli wabona.
Not a group or denomination. But both in both of their times condemn the groups and the organizations.
Isingisi kwa takamba kopano, kono buveli, mwa buveli walina kuzabona, vanyaza likwata zani nilikopano.
What then? The end time sign will certainly accompany the end time voice.
Kutahasi kama nchwale, sisupo sana kwa ya mafelelezo, sikaza maelela nilinzula na kwa ya mafelelezo.
Elijah is supposed to come on the scene, a man anointed with that spirit, a woodsman, so forth, and lover that, and come on the scene to vindicate.
Elia usoni ya kutaha mwasibaka, muna ya tozizwe kamwe wani. Muna wami shitu nize ngucholo. Nimulati walita bazeo. Mia ata mwasibaka kutopakiwa.
Now watch what the scripture says now, and then you won't be deceived. The end time sign and the end time voice.
Chole mutali mesesi bulelu waki mangolo chole. Mekipeto, amuna kupumiwa. Mwabona, sisuposa na kwe maungulo, nilinzula na kwe maungulo.
God never did deal with a group nowhere in the scripture. He deals with one individual because every man is different from the other.
Mulimu asika atalimana kale nisikwata. Hakuna sivaka sisi chwalo mamangolo. Utalimana ngani mutu kabuyena. Kakuli mutu kaufela washuta na niyomungi.
Every man, our thumbs are different, our nose are different, our actions are different. He gets one man, he can get him perfectly in harmony, so he can become that word.
Mutu kaufela minwana yalu na emituna ya mazo ya shutana. Lingo zaluna za shutana. Likezo zaluna za shutana. Unga muna alimungwi. Wako na kumunga mwata mano kufitela abalinzu leo.
That's the reason Paul. He said, except I get exalted above the abundance of the revelation there was given to me a messenger of Satan.
Leo kwa naliba kapa ulusi na ize, mii hekuli nisike na inuneka kawa kalabu tuna wasinulo yeni patulezwi, nifirwe muhutu wa mambili kilingeloe la satani.
See, Matthew wrote, Luke wrote, Mark wrote, all them, but they just followed Jesus and wrote what he said. But Paul had the revelation of who he was. That's the thing, you see.
Mwabona, Mateo na ngozi, Luka na ngozi, Mareka na ngozi, kao filabona. Konone balate lizi fila Jesu ni kungola zina abulezi. Kono Paulusi, na vile nisi nulo ya yo na liena. Mwabona, yeo kwa nataba ya, ya naboni.
His revelation was so great, he let him write the Bible. Like Moses of the Old Testament. That great man Paul, that revelation he had. He knew that Jesus of the New Testament was Jehovah of the Old.
Sinulo ya hae, neli ya pamia hulu. Amulu meleza kungola bibere, sinamushe wa testamenti ya kale. Yena muna yo mutuna yo Paulusi, sinulo ya na vile niona. Yani azi wakuli, Jesu wa testamenti encha, neli Jehovah wa ya kale.
He had the revelation of it. He could place it to the Hebrews to the, and also to the Romans and to the Ephesians and all. He wrote these letters. Notice, after his sign had went forth, then he wrote the letters.
Na mwezi sinulo ya zona, mi nako nile kuitisa kwa maeberu. Kubona mini kwa kwa maroma, ni kwa maefese ni kubona kaufira na ngozi mangolo ao. Mulemwe, susiposa hae sima nofiwa. Kona hana ngozi mangolo.
This nature of the coming will be the same and not be a group, it'll be one man. God never did deal any other way but one man.
Sipupeo sakuta hao, sisi kaba siswana. Hae naku basi kwata, ikaba mutu alimungwe. Mulimu alikuba atali maneni mutu, kanzila ifikao fila, kwanda mutu alimungwe.
Now, Elijah was not a group. John the Baptist was not a group.
Amen.
They were one individual.
Amen.
God, Malachi 4 doesn't say, I'll send a group. He said, I'll send Elijah.
Amen.
The word cannot be changed.
Chole Elia na sisi kwata. Joani mukolobezi na sisi kwata. Nelifila mutu alimungwe, kali mungwe. Mulimu. Malaki 4, na asikabula yakuli, nikaluma sikwata, na eze nikaluma Elia, linzu ya likoni kuchincha.
Now watch, the end time sign and voice will come in the scripture order as it was promised.
Chwala ya mutalime, sisupo sana kwa maungolo ni linzu latengi, likata mwama ngolos na molise pselizwe.
We won't know what will be the sign of the end. Jesus told us in Matthew 24 and 25, told us also in Revelations, all the way from the 6th or the first come over to the, well, the 10th chapter. Then he comes in the 19th chapter. Millennium sets in and he's coming riding on a white horse.
Rubata kuziba sisi kaba sisi kuposa maungulo. Jesu ulubulezi mwa Mateo 24 ni 25. Na ulubulezi hape mwasi nulo kukalela kuya 6. Kamba ya 1 kupunya ni kuya kihande mwaka wanywa 10. Ni utaha mwaka wanywa 19. Millennium ya kalisa kakuta kwa hae. Inza wapamifia mbongolo.
It'll come the end time sign. Now listen in closing. It'll come just exactly the way the scripture says. Now notice, the voice of the sign.
Sikata ha, sisuposa nako ya maungulo, chole muteleze, kakukwala. Kukata haona cholofira muabulelezi mangulo, chole mulemu he, linzwi, la sisupo.
Now, Jesus in Luke 17:30 promised the sign of the end time, the last sign. Was God manifested in a human body that could discern the thoughts that was in Sarah's mind in the tent behind her.
Yes. Amen.
That's what he said.
Chole Jesu mwa Luka 17:30 na sepisi suposa nako ya maungulo. Sisuposa mafelelezo nelimulimu kubona ala mambili wavutu. Yana kuna kule mwami lelo, ye nelimwami nano ya Sara. Mwa tende kumula wa hae, kona sana abulezi.
That's the sign that he promised at the end. What did he say we do? It would be known in the days, the last days, when the Son of Man will be revealed. Be revealed.
Sani kwa nasi supo sana asepisize kwa maungulo. Fe, kiingi sana abulezi kuli isika ezala, likazi bala mwa mazazi atengi, mazazi amaungulo, fo mwana mutu hanza patululwa, kupatululwa.
When the Son of Man is revealed, that will be the sign he'll be revealed by. I see if that don't say that. It certainly does.
Mimo na mutu hasa patuluzwi, seo ikaba sisupo saka patulu wakasona. Chole mwabona haiba seo asibuleli cholo, kini tisaiza.
Now, could you say that? No, it'll be something else. No, it'll be build a great building, a great this or some great ecumenical council or something. Oh, no. No, that's a long ways off. That's the on the other side. It's against what God said doing, he would do.
Chole mwakona kubulela chona kuli, vatili ikaba antoisi lifela, Vatili, kukaya hii wamu yao mutuna. Sakulise situna, kambase, kamba katengo kakangwi. Kaka tuna, kabaswa lisano kamba ntwengwi. Oho, vatili, vatili. Koki kwa hule hule luli, koki kwa nekulelingwi. Lishuta nila kwa hule nizabu lezi mulimu kuli ukaeza.
Notice what we said now. The scriptures will be just exactly called. We have the Sodom sign in the natural.
Mulemwe, selubu lezi twale. Mangolo akaba fela onacholo. Kakuluna nisisu posa Sodoma, mwanama.
When was there any more homosexuals, perversions, and things as there is now? A wicked and adulterous generation when you can't even turn your television on. This is some kind of dirty, filthy Hollywood stuff.
Kilili hane kuna nimikwa yaka lombe ahulu. Kuliangana nilika zengwi, sinamoli bezi twale. Lusika wa bubuki nibuma suwa ahulu. Kulimane wa sabaku tukisa mazimu angala hao mwendi. Kuna nilita wazamasila. Zizo kuba Hollywood.
And people call themselves Christians will stay home from prayer meeting to see such. It shows what spirit's in you.
Miba tu, baba ipiza kulikiba kreste, waka ina kwa mandu, basa ikuwa mukopa unawalita pelu kui nila kubwona wana zeo. Sivu anisa mfuta omoya, oli kuwena. Kiniti.
And the women will dress just like those. And a man will let them lead them around like they do there. Are we going to make Hollywood our example? Or are we going to believe God's word about it?
Miba haa mebaka palafela wana zani, miba ana baba tuwe lakuba, zama isa kwa ni kwa, sinamoba ziza wana koo. Kikuli lukanga holi uduku ba mutela walu na, kamba luka lumela linzui la muli mkazo na.
That same group can see the word of God vindicated and what they do, laugh at it. Because they are dead. Eternally dead. They never was alive.
Miona si kwa tesani, saako na kubuona, kubuona linzui la muli mu inge lipakiwa. Mibaza sika mangi, vali seafela, kakuli ba shwile, kushwa kuya kwile, vali kubaba pile fatengi.
There's ever alive, there'll always be alive, the eternal. But they never was alive, there's always dead, all they might be polished up, believe this, that, or the other.
Kambe bakile ba pile fatengi, ni makaba inge ba pile wana cholo, kakuya kwile, kono vali kubaba pile fatengi. Wona kamita, babile bafu, oo, baakona kuba, wawa ipitezi, mibalumela se, saani kamba sisi ngui.
Jesus said, you hypocrites to them. Them priests in that day, how can you say good things for how the abundance of heart speak to them? How call me good rabbi, good master?
Jesu naize, minaba ipi, kubona ba priest amaliza zilani. Uko na kubulela chongi nilika zende, kantibu ngate wazeli mwapilu, kona zeka longu kafamulomo. Munibiza yomunde, muruti yomunde, mulena yomunde.
He knew what was in their heart. He could perceive what was in their heart. He was the word. The Bible said the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts that's in the heart.
Nazi bazana elimwali piruzabona, nale muhazana elimwali piruzabona, nali ye nalinzwi. Bibele bulezi kuli, linzula muli mulibu hali kufita mukwale olo zwe kafani kafa. Milile muhami lelo ya mapiru.
Now that sign of Sodom has returned in the natural. And if everything is setting just exactly positionally the way it's supposed to be in the natural, then how can you miss it from your mind that the spiritual isn't here at the same time. Both settings is on the scene.
Chwale sisuposa Sodoma, saani, sikutile mwanama. Mihaye walika kawo fela linzi fela hande, mwali lukela kubela kanama. Kipeto ukona chwangi kulihanyeza. Kuzo mamu na anwa hao. Kulizamo ya hali yofa kana kweswana. Minero emive lichwalo iteng masivaka.
Yeah, everybody agrees the national is right. Oh, if the spiritual, they don't want to believe it because it interferes with their doctrine.
Hey, mangi ni mangi walumela. Kulizana malilu kile. Kono, oho, mwamoya, awalati kulilumela. Kakuliluani sana ni tutu ya wana.
Luke 17 is the sign. Luke 17 is the sign that Jesus said that in the last days, the nations and the churches and peoples would be just like it was in Sodom. The Gentile world. Just before the burning up of Sodom.
Luka 17, kona sisupo. Luka 17, kona sisupo. Sana abulezi Yesu kuli. Mwama zazi ama ungulo. Lina hanilikeleke ni vatu. Waka bafela sinamone kuinezi mwa Sodoma. Lifasi la bamachaba kusika chiswaka le Sodoma.
And there would be a group looking like Abraham. Go back. When Jesus said as it was in the days of Sodom, go back and see what it was in Sodom. He read the same Bible we read. Same Bible. Now go back and look what it was.
Mikuka basi kuata, sister Limezi. Sina Abrahama, mukute kwa mulaho. Fani Jesu naize, onamone kuinezi mwama za Sodoma. Na wala bibele yelu bala. Bibele yesu wana, chole mukute mwone kuli nekulichwani.
Here was an elected group called out, Abraham's group. They were looking for a promised son. The Sodomites believed nothing about it. And there was a lukewarm, the church member, down in Sodom.
Fa nekuna nisikwata sisiketilwe. Sisi vizeluzwe kwande. Sikwata sa Abrahama nevalibelela mwana wa Sepiso. Masodoma akuna zine valume la kazona. Mine kuna niyana ae nyafela memba la wakeleke kwani kwa Sodoma.
Look at those three angels coming to each one of them. Watch what signs they showed, then you'll see what signs we're living in.
Mutai mema ngero ya malalu ani, ata kufi wabona. Mutai mesi supo sana abo nisize, kipeto muka wana mufuta wa sisupo, zilupila kusona.
Now that will be the sign. And the voice of the sign will be Malachi 4 to restore the people back to the apostolic faith of the fathers.
Chole seo ikaba sisupo. Mili nzula sisupo ikaba Malachi 4. Kukuti sasa sichaba kwa tumelo ya bashimi baba apostola.
There is the sign. There is the voice. Exactly according to the scripture. See, the sign is the sign that it was in Sodom. God manifested in human beings.
Kiseo fo sisupo. Kileo fo linzwi. Kuyafela hande kama ngolo. Mwabona sisupo. Kisisupo sana sili kwa Sodoma. Mulimu ya wabona halile mwabatu.
And he said, where is your wife Sarah? I said, she's in a tent behind you. He said, I'm going to visit you according to the time that I promised you. And he said,
Mikiali, ukai musala hao Sara. Ali, winzi muatende kwa mula wa hao. Ali, nika kupotela kuyakanako. Yeni kusepisize. Mia abulela.
And Sarah, back behind, said, how could that be? Me, an old woman, him, an old man, my husband out there, an old man. Said, we nothing like that with us. Said, it just can't be. And he said, why did Sarah down there? Saying in her heart, how can these things be?
Mi Sara, kwa mula wa hai Ali. Zeo likona kubachwangi. Na nilimu salimu hulu, niye na selimu na muhulu. Misi na muna kafande fale, muna muhulu ali alusa na ze cholo kuluna. Ali aliko nifira kweza hala. Ni ali kingi Sara, havi laezi zeo. Kubulela mwapilu ya haikuli, likona alachwangi litabaze.
And Jesus said that would return again. I remember Abraham called that man Elohim. God. God, he had to be. Why, he could discern the thoughts. And he was exactly on time.
Mijesu naize, lika kutela hape. Chole mupule, Abrahama na vize muna nikuli, Elohim, mulimu, mulimu na akaba cholo, kingi, na akwa nekule muhami lelo, minali hande kanako.
And Elohim, the Holy Ghost, not another person, the same person,
yes, amen.
Returning into the church and would do the same thing.
Yes.
That would be the sign. And the voice would be, call him back to the word. Restore the faith of the children to the fathers. There's a sign and the voice.
Mi Elohim, yena moya okenile, isingi mutu sili, kimutu ya swana, ya kutila mwakeleke. Miweza likaze swana, seo ikaba sisupo. Mili nzu likaba, kuba vizeza kukutila kwa linzwi. Kukutisa tumelo yaba na kwa bashemi. Kiseo, sisupo, nilinzwi.
Signs are usually accepted, but the voice is not. They don't like the voice, but they'll take the sign. Usually they'll take it. They like the sign because they like to look at it. It entertains them. But the voice, they don't want to do it. Remember, now the voice.
Lisupo hanga ataza muhelwa. Kono linzwi halia muhelwangi. Abata belangi linzwi. Kono waka muhela sisupo hanga ata. Waka halia muhela. Vala ata sisupo kakuli. Wata belanga kusitalima. Saba katulusa. Kono hai linzwi. Abalatangi kukulieza muhupule chwale. Kilinzwi.
Turn back to the word again. Jesus' sign of Messiah, according to Isaiah 35, the lame shall leap like a hart and all this. That was wonderful. All they accepted that. That was good. They believed that. They believed the sign.
Mufetu ele kwa linzwi hape. Sisuposa Jesu sa Messiah. Kuyaka Isaiah 35. Lihole likata kisa sinatolo. Nizeo kaufela. Zeo nelizende. Ho, bahamu ila zeo. Zeo nelizende. Vali lumela. Valumela sisupo.
Come on, Rabbi, to my church. We give you full cooperation. Sure, we believe you. You're the wonderful. You're the rabbi. You're the young prophet. Come in, all kinds of cooperation. The sign's wonderful.
Taha kwa numuluti, kwa keleki haka, luka kufaswa lisano ye tezi luli. Lua kulumela, wena kiwe na umundi hakalo, kiwe na muluti, kiwe na mpolofita wa mwanana. Taha kwa nu, swalisano ya mufuta kaufela. Sisupo, kisesi nde.
But when the voice spoke and said, I and the Father are one. Oh, my. They couldn't believe that you make yourself God. They didn't want the voice. They liked the sign. They know that they admitted it was a sign of the Messiah, but the voice, they didn't like that.
Kono chole linzu yali tobulela lali, na ninda atelu nto ilimwe. Oh, mawi, nebasikali lumela. Wikeza kuba mulimu, nebasala atilinzwe. Nebabatasi supo, wazi bachualo, nebai tumela kuli, nelisi supo sa mesia. Kono hai lilinzwe, nebasali lati.
The works that I do shall you do also. And they said, he's Beelzebub. He said, you generation of snakes. Oh, they hated that voice.
Misebezi enyeza mukaeza nimina. Misebali, yo kibale zebubi. Miali, minaba nebali noha. Oh, neba toile linzuleo.
What did they do? They put that voice out from among them. They put him out.
King is neba ezize. Va timali nzulani kuzo mwalabona. Va mulele kila kwande.
Jesus said if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call his disciples?
Jesu ali, hai bababiza mungandu kuli Baalzebubi. Vakabiza chonyiwa lutio vahai.
Remember, in Revelation 3, at the Laodicean age, this is the Laodicea. The sign of Sodom is to come. The voice returned back to the word, away from these creeds and denominations, and turned back to the word. When it come, according to Revelation 3, he was put out of the church. Just like it was then.
Muhupule mwasinulo 3, kwa lusika lwa Laodicea, ye kona Laodicea, sisu posa Sodoma stile, kimu huo, amu kute, kwa linzwi, mube kwa ule nili tuto za litumelo za likopano. Memu kutile kwa linzwi, alitaha kuya kasinulo 3, na alele kwezu kwa ande akeleke, sinafira mwone kuinezi, na kwea ni.
The sign's all right, but not the voice. They don't want them to do with the voice. No, no. The voice, but Moses said, if they won't, or God said to Moses, they won't believe that first voice of the first sign, try them on the second voice.
Sisu posilu kile, kono isi ngilinzwi. Abata velikuweza sika nilinzwi, vatili vatili, kilinzwi. Kono mushe naize, haiba habana, kamba, mulimu naize kumushe. Aba salume lilinzwi la sisu posapili, valike kusabubeli.
And if won't do that, they go get some water and pour it up on the ground, that settles it. That's all. Wash dust dust from your feet, in other words, as Jesus said.
Mihai babasa ezi cholo, kipeto uyo kamezi ni kwa sila fafasi. Awoko na maferezo, kufelile. Tapisa tutula maluli kwa mautuwa hao. Kama nzwa manguisi na Jesu umana kulelezi.
So get some water out of the river, pour it upon the ground, become blood, and show that that's what she's going to be drenched in, blood. So that's just exactly what it was. If they didn't believe the sign, then the third sign really got it.
Na eze ukemezi manuka, wasile famubu omile. Abaka, mali, nikubo nisakuli, kona mwaka chapwaila mwamali, kona kuli, onachualo fela, kona mwane kwenezi. Aiba nebasika lumela sisupo, kipeto sisupo savulalu. Kaniti, nesika feleza lika.
All ministries have three signs if it's sent from God. Jesus had three signs, Moses had three signs, Noah had three signs, Elijah had three signs. Everything comes in three signs.
Bulumi waka ufela, buna nilisupo zetalu. Aiba bulumi lwe kimulimu. Jesu nana nilisupo zetalu, Moshe nana nilisupo zetalu, Nuwe nana nilisupo zetalu, Elia nana nilisupo zetalu. Sikaka ufela stanga, mwali supo zetalu.
Notice, listen friends, it's getting a little bit late. Oh my, I didn't know it was that late. Quarter after.
Mulemuhe, mutele zibalikani. Sekuya kuhunsu falachwale. Nina, oh mawi. Ninsa zibiku liselibu siwuchwana. Selibu kaofi, kasamulaho.
If you can believe the Sodom sign of Luke, as he promised it, you believe the Sodom sign, then why can't you accept the Malachi voice that follows the sign to return to the word? The Bible says so, and you see it. Then listen to the voice of the sign.
Aiba mukona kulumila sisupo sa Sodoma, sa Luka, mwabona, sinamana sisepiselize mwalumila sisupo sa Sodoma. Kipeto kingi ya musikikuwa muhila linzu la malaki, lililatila sisupo sa kukutila kwa linzwi. Bibele bulezo na chwalo, miamu sivona kipeto muteleze kwa linzwi la sisupo.
Flee the wrath to come! Don't think because I belong to the UPC, Assemblies of God, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, I have right to go in. God's able of these stones to rise, children of Abraham.
Musale kwa buhali babutaha. Musike mwana anakuli kakuli nani wabaya UPC, Assemblies of God, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. Ninani tukelo ya kuyo kena. Mulimu wako na kusawa na Abrahama kwa machu ya.
Turn to the word. Back away from your worldlyism and your organizational systems and things. God will destroy him from the face of the earth.
Amen.
Amu kutele kwa linzwi. Amu zwe kwa bulisifasi wa mina. ni milao yami nalikopano nilikazemwe mulimu ukaba yundi Samuel fasi.
He'll sink them into the depths of the sea of forgetfulness, just like he did Egypt when he called Israel nation out of a nation. When he calls a bride out of the church, she'll go through the tribulation and stretch her blood up on the earth. Flee the wrath that is to come, for it's at hand.
Ukaba tibisa mwabuliba wali wate lakulibala. Ingethera mwana zezege pita habiza Israeli. Na hakuzo mwana ha. Na koya habiza mnyali wakuzo mwakeleke. Ika fita mwanyandi so balumeli. Isulele mali ayo na malifasi. Amusabe kwa buhali wabutaha. Kakulibusu telezi.
You can't see these things without, I don't know what you think about them. I'm only responsible for reading them and talking about them. Up to you. If you can believe the sign, then believe the voice that follows the sign. Oh my.
Amuko ni kubona likaze kusina anizibi ze munana kazona. Nani nani fela musebezi wakubala fela nikulivulela. Kuhiti ingile kumina, mwako na kulumela sisupo, kipeto mulumela nilinzwi, lili latila sisupo. Oh, mawi.
Look, Moses, the type of going out now. He was to tell those people about a promise that had been given to the fathers. I remember my promise to their fathers.
Mutali memushe mufuta wakufunduka chwale. Na alukela kubulela sichaba sani, zase piso ene filo kwa bashemi. Ni upuzise piso yaka kwa bashemi babona.
And what's Moses to do? To turn the hearts of the people back to what the fathers had said. And as Moses was saying, so is Malachi 4 to turn the people back to the faith of the fathers.
Michole ki, kisi kama insa alukela kweza mushe, kiku fetu alipilu za sichaba, kuzene babulezi bashemi. Misina mushe mwana inezina kweani, kucholo ni kumalakifo. Kukutisa sichaba kwa tumelo. Yaba shemi.
All these scruples of denominations and so forth. Get back to the word. I know you. Lots of people like to do that. I'm not just scolding you here. These tapes go around the world. Everywhere.
Kukakanyaka ufela kwa likopa no nizengu cholo. Amu kutele kwa linzwi. Na miziva mungate wa mina sichaba mutabela kweza nga cholo. Hani omanyifela minamo. Matepu wa ayo kwa lifasika ufela. Mwabona kai ni kai.
I'm not scolding to you, but I'm scolding to whoever it is, where it belongs. I'm a seed sower. That's all I know to do. It's up to you to make the decision. Flee the wrath that is to come, people.
Hani omanyi fela mina. Kono ni omanya yo kau fela. Kau fela kubafumaneha. Ni mchali fela wapeu. Kona fela zeniziwa mwakwezeza. Kuitingile kumina kubaniketo. Musabe kwa buhali wabutaha. Sichaba.
Don't think because you're Pentecost. Don't think because your mother was a fine sanctified Methodist or your daddy a good shouting Baptist. Don't think that that's going to have anything to do with you. Don't think because you belong to the church that they built or the church that you're building now.
Usike wanana kuli wa Pentecosta. Usike wanana kuli wa Mahoneli wa Bande. Baba keni sizwe wa Methodist. Kamba wenda taoneli wa Bande. Baba lataku huwa ma Baptist. Usike wanana kuli zeoli kawa ni za kuweza nuena. Usike wanana kuli uasiemba sakeleke yeba ya hile. Kamba keleke emu soyuku ya hachwale.
Don't think because you Pentecostals spoke in tongues and danced in the spirit and run up and down the floors 40 years ago. Don't think because you've had healing meetings and so forth.
Musike mwana anakuli mina wa Pentecosta mubulezi kama alimi ni kuvinela mamoya. Ni kumata matakwa ni kwa fabulilo. Mihaye mine kwa mulao. Musike mwana anakuli kakuli mubile ni mikopano ya foliso ni zengu cholo.
Don't fail to see that sign of the pillar of fire that God has vindicated and the voice behind it to turn to the back to God. Don't let it pass you. There's a sign and a voice.
Musike mwa palo kubona sisupo seo. Sasi itasamulilo. Seo mulimu apakile. Nili nzuma mula walona. Kuli mukutele tenyi. Mukutele kumulimu. Musike mwa atula kuli. Limifitelele. Kiseo sisupo. Nili nzwi.
When a man raises up with a sign the same old school of thought, there's something wrong. It isn't coming from God.
Mimu tuhata hani sisupo. Muhupulo swana wakale, kipeto kuna nisifo salile, halizwe leli kumulimu.
Oh my. Make his path straight now. And you believe it? Then return, oh blind, and disperse to your own.
Oh mawi. Musunga miselinzi la zahai chwale. Chole marumela cholo, kipeto wa mubake. Oh, minali wofuba yambaini mukutile hainu.
The Bible, the songwriter said, nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that the Bible foretold. The Gentile days are numbered with horrors encumbered. Return, O disperse, to your own.
Bibele, mungoli wapinanaize. Lina hazai kaba. Israel wa zuha. lisupoze mulezu kale kibevele. Mazazi ya mama chava avaliwe, mikoti emi tunaikatilwe. Mukutele, oh, minabai yambaeli, mukute haenu.
Come back, return back. The prophet said, it'll be light in the evening time. Just before the sun completely blacks out, it'll be light.
Amukute, amukute, mupolofitanaize, kukaba liseli mwana kwe manzi wana. Vuka ufira lizazi lisika unsufala kale, kukaba liseli.
Walk in the light while there is light. After a while, the ecumenical council will have you, and there's no way for light then. Let us bow our heads.
Muzama emwa liseli, akunze kuna niliseli. Kasamu laonyana katengo kabaswa lisano kakamiswala. Mia kusana mkwa waliseli, kana kweyo. Aluina miseni litoza luna.
Heavenly Father, it's in your hands now. I sowed seed. I don't know where they fell. I pray that you'll bless them wherever they are.
Ndate ya kwa lihalimu, limu ama zoa hao chwale. Ni chezi peo, anizivi kwa liwezi, nila pera kuli ubafu yole kao fila kwa inzi.
May they find their place way down and root out all the stony places and all the greenbrier roots and as it was and get all the unbelief out of the way. Granted, Father, we now commit this to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Niaba fumanisi baka sabona, abanzi baya cholo, ni kukumula libaka zamachwe. Nemivisi kaufira ya limela za miutwa. Nizelizo na kaufira ni kuzusa kusalumela kaufira manzira. Lumeleza cholo ndate. Lubea chole zeo kuwena kalibizo la Jesu Kriste. Amen.
With your heads bowed, your eyes closed. Tomorrow night is a banquet. Sinners of the city, the Lord willing, I'll have to speak to them. I'm speaking to a mixed congregation now. I would be daring to preach this. It'd just make them blinder than ever on a meeting like that.
Kalito zamina zi nami, metu amina itimile. Kamu sobusiu kimalialia. Vaezali vivo mamule nengi. Nika albumule nalata, nika abulela kubona. Nibulela kwasi kwa tasisi kopani chwale. Aniko niku kutazata bae, likona fila kwa forefathers kufita sapili. Mamu kopano chwalo.
But you tonight, do you believe that you've seen the sign and can you hear the voice? If you have and you believe, and you have and you believe but you haven't accepted it yet, Christ in his fullness, would you raise up your hand and let every head be bowed now and every eye closed? Raise up your hand and say, remember me, Brother Branham, as you pray. I'll be glad to do it. God bless you.
Konomi nabusi ubo, kana mwalumira kuli mwawona sisupo, mikana mwaliutwa linzwi. Haiba muli utwile, kikuli mwalilumela. Mimi na minahamuna mwalumela, konoa musikali ya mwela kale. Kreste mwamu talela wa hai kikuli, mukana nulamazo wa mina. Mito kaufela hai na msizwe chwale. Mili ito kaufela liti mile. Amuna nulamazo wa muli, ni hupule mzwale Brenham. Aunzo lapela, nika atabela kweza cholo. Muli mwamifu yole.
Our Heavenly Father, the Bible said as many as believe was baptized. I pray, Lord, of these people that's raised their hands, that they believe that they have been baptized in Christian baptism. May they find the church that does it and be baptized. Grant it, Lord.
Ndatalo ya kwa lihalimu. Vive leize, baba lumezi kaufila wa kolobezwa. Na alapiramu lena kulisichaba sesi na unuzima zose kulisalu milachualo. Abasika kolobezwa kale, mwa kolobezwa si Kriste. Aba fumane kileke yeza chwalo. Miba kolobezwe. Lumeleza chwalo mulena.
May they not only be baptized with water, which is only an outward sign that something inside has happened. The Bible said there's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And that baptism is spiritual baptism.
Miba sikifila wa kolobezwa kamezi. Ilifila sisupo sakwande. Kulisesi ngumuha aliseza halile. Vibe lewezi kuli, kuna nitumelo ilingwi. Mulena alimungwi, kolobezo ilingwi. Mikolobezo yeo, kikolobezo ya moya.
The body being washed, it's just only an illustration or to give a sign that something inside has happened. But it's that soul that's got to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's the eternal coming into that human nature and changing it around to make it a believer.
Mubili hautapile, kipo na azofila kihona. Kamba kufasi supo, kulisesi ngumuha alisieza halile. kono kiwana moyo wani olukera kukolobezwa kama ya oke nile. Kwani kwana kuta kwaku ya kwile, kwasi pupeo samutu sani mwasivaka, kuli sive mulu meli.
I pray that they'll receive the Holy Spirit. I command them to you now as trophies of the message and of the grace of Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.
Ninapela kuli baamu hele moyo ya oke nile, ni balaye la kuwena chwales na lituelo za lingusa, nizamu hau wa kreste. Kali vizula hai na lapela. Amen.
Now with your heads bowed reverently, I just got 7 minutes. I couldn't get out on time. I couldn't have a prayer line that much time. I'm going to ask you to sit right where you are.
Chwale kali tuwazami na zei nami, kali kute, ni nanithila mizuzu yesu pile, ni palezuku zwa kanako, ni palezuku ba, ni mukoloko walitapelo, mwana kwe chwalo. Nikami kupafira kuli mwineo na fomu inzi fo.
I'm sorry to keep you late. We'll pray for everyone. You people, some of you out here has got prayer cards. Don't worry, we'll get you.
Mwini swalele kakumi vulukana kwe telele. Luka lapela mangi ni mangi minasichaba. Wawangu wamina kwa nuwa na nima kadi alita pero. Musika mwabila yara. Luka wa nimina.
But we're going to just see if the Holy Spirit will reveal to us now. If you believe in him and you believe that this is a sign.
Konofila lukabona haiba moya oke nile ukapatula kuna chwale. Haiba mwalu melakuyena. Mimulu melakulise kona sisupo.
Remember the angel, he was a man. He eat, he drank before Abraham. And yet he could, in Sarah in the tent, he could discern the thoughts that was in her heart. That was a sign.
Muhupu leli ngeloi nelimutu. Na chile na nwile fapila Abrahama. Mini chwalu na ako nile. Kanti Sara, nali mwatende, na hako nilekule muamilelo, ine ni mwapilu ya hai, sani nilisi supo.
He was the Word. Now if the Word can only come to us, then also he promised to perform the same thing.
Na alie na linzwi. Chwale, aiba linzwi likona fila kutakuluna, kanti hape usa pisize kweza ziswana.
Now you out there in the audience that doesn't have prayer cards, and you know you're not going to be in the line. I can't discern which is which unless the Lord would show me.
Chole mina kwande ko mwala sichaba. Wasi na makadi alitapelo. Mimu zibakuli amunakuba mamu koloko alitapelo. Aniko nikule mwakuli kisifi saka ni wani samulena.
Oh, and you believe that God certainly heals the sick. I want you to believe right now for a few minutes. And just pray and say, Lord Jesus, I know the man speaking is a man. But he told me that it's told us tonight and proved it to us that the Holy Spirit that the world cannot kill.
Nika mimulumele kuli kaniti mulimu folisama tuku. Ni bata kulimu mulumele ona chwale. Kami zuzuli kani. Mimula perifera mimuli. Mule na Jesu na muziva muna yoya vulela. Ki kimutu. Kono unibulezi kuli ulubulezi busi ubo. Nikubonisa hande kulu nakuli. Moya oke nile kuli. Lifasi halibulai.
They could kill Jesus when he was in flesh, they put him to death, but now he's raised in a glorified condition, he can never be killed no more.
Nebabula ile Jesu wana alimwanama, vahamutaki saku isalifu, kono chwale uzu hile, mwabu ino wakanya, asa akona kubulai wanikamuta.
And he said, a little while, and the world won't see me no more. Yet ye, the predestinated, the ones that's ordained to eternal life, the church, the bride, ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the consummation. The things that I do shall you do also. All these promises he made.
Mi na izekuli fana konya nalifasi halina kunibona. Kono mina baba lelilwe kale. Wona baba ketezwi kwa bupiro busafeli ilikeleke yena munyaliwa. Mina mukanibona. Kakuli nikaba nimina mane muhala mina kuisa kwa maungulero. Likazeni eza kize mukaeza nimina. Lisepso zeka ufira kizae zize.
Now, I know when he was here on earth, he God was in him. He was God. He was the fullness of God. He was all the Word of God made manifest.
Chwale nizibakuli, ana alifalifasifa, yena mulimu nali kuyena. Nalie na mulimu, nalie na mutalile ya omulimu, nalie na linzula mulimu kamukana, lili ponhalisa.
And the Bible is still God, the Word, and there's some of the revelation yet to be revealed. And he said in the last days, when the world become like Sodom again, the Son of Man would be revealed and the sign of Sodom would return. Then the voice would call back the people, those who are ordained to life.
Mivivele isa alimulimu linzwi. mikusana nisinulo yemwe yeluke la kupatulwa. Minaize kuli mwamazazi amaungulo, foli fasi alikaba sina Sodoma hape, mwana mutu kapatulwa, misi supasa Sodoma zika kuta, kasamula olinzwi likabi zaresi chaba. Vona wawo lukiseluzo upilo.
We know when he was here, there were millions of people on the earth that never knew he was here. No reason to know. He come to those who were predestinated to see him.
Lwaziba hanalifa, nekuna nima milioni abatu malifasi. Vene basika ziba kuli nalite nifa. Akunamu kwa huku ziba kaona. Mwabona, na atile kubona, fila vene bale muhilo kale kubona ze.
Now you pray, now be real quiet, don't move. Wherever you are, balconies, on the lower floors, wherever you are, don't move. You sit real still and pray.
Chole mulapele, chole mukuze luli, mulitu, musike mwa shenya shenya. Kaufila fo mwenzi, mwasitu wa fahalimu, fabulilo fafasi, kaufila kwa mwenzi, musike mwa shenya. Mwine fela kakukuza luli, mimulapele.
Say, Lord Jesus, the Bible said in Hebrews 4 that you are right now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Muli na Jesu, vivele ize mwama eberu fokuli, utengyo na fachwale, ulimu priste omu hulu, yako na kusualiwa kama ikutu wa matu kwa luna.
And we see you on earth, when you were here on earth, a little woman one time touched your garment, and you turned around and said, who touched me? She hid herself. But yet her faith was identified. Jesus told her that about her blood issue and said her faith had saved you.
Milu kubona falifasi, anoli mwalifasi mo, musalinya na yomu ngwina kwenye, na asulisa aparosa hao. Miwafetu wa mane wali, kima ngia nisweli, aipata konotu melo ya hae, ya iponalisa. Jesu wa mbule la kazabu, tata wa hae wa mwea, miali tumelo ya hae, na imupili size.
Now he's that same high priest. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he'll have to act in the same way if you touch him. And what does that do then? There has to be human flesh on earth to speak his voice. I am the vine, you're the branches.
Chwale kiena mupriste yomu hulu yani. Aba waswa na maabani kachenu nukia kwile. Uso nekweza kanzile swana. Aba mukamu swala. Mechwale seo sizasi kama ngihe. Kuluke la kubanama ya butu falifasi. Yeka avule alinzula hae. Kiina kota luli minamu mitai.
There's no way of getting around it, friends. It's a scripture. It's a truth. You ministers, leave that back there. Amen.
Akunamu kwa wakukelu halika. Valikani. Kima ngolofi la kihona. Kiyo na niti. Minawa kutazi mwalumela cholo kwa mula wako.
Now, out there. Just be real reverent and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment.
Chwale kwa ndeko. Mubefila hande kali kute nikula pila. Mule na Jesu. Niko nise kuswala saa parosa hao.
And you see, closest one to me is 20 feet or more. I don't know a soul out there. I can't even see nobody that I really know tonight sitting there except Pat Tyler sitting here in front, a friend of mine.
Memo abona yalibuka ufinina. Kima fiti ya mashumi ya mavi likamba kufitilila. Anizimi moyo oli kwa ndeko. Mane hakuna yeni vona yeni ziba. Usi uchwana. Ya enzi mwani. Konji Pat Tyler ya inezi kwa unukwa pata. Mulikanaka.
There's people on cot stretchers. We've seen us. Stretcher case opened up last night. A man got up and walked away. Why can't you all tonight? See, just believe. That's all you have to do. His presence will do it. Here he is. You're going to have to stand by him to raise you up in the last days.
Kuna ni watu fatumbeta milamu. Nelubonita wa ya milamu. Hai kwenda mabani busiu. Mimu una ananuha ni kuzama ya kuikela. Kupalangi kuminaka mukana busiupo. Mwabona? Mulume lefela. Kona fela zemuna ni kweza. Pata ya hae kalieza. Kiyofa utengi. Mulukela kuyema. Kaye nakuli ayomi zusa kaza sila mafelelezo.
Now, you that believe and think as you're praying through, just look this way now. As Peter and John said, look on us.
Chwale mina baba lumela. Nikuna hana kuli muswili kula pilakati hata. Mutali melefela nekule chwale. Sina pito sini joa ni mwone babulezi kuli. Luta lime.
And they looked earnestly, the man did, expecting to see something. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have.
Niba talimela katukufalilo. Muna ya ni atalima. Inza akuluvela kubonasika. Miali silivela ni gauda anayona. Kono zeni nani?
Now, healing have I none. But such as I have, a gift from God, give I you. If you'll just believe it, God will work it. I'm only asking to believe it.
Chwale foliso anayona. Kono zeni nani? Ki mpoezo kumulimu na kufayona. Aiba ukalu melafila, mulimu ukali veleka. Nimikupa fila kuli, mulumele kihona.
Such as I have, I'll give to you. If you believe it, God will work it. Just try.
Zeni nani nikamifazona. Aba muka lilumela, mulimu kali veleka. Mulike fila.
Here it is right now. Amen. Like that. There's a lady sitting right here. She's kind of heavy set. Sitting right here on the end. You have a prayer card, lady. Kind of a heavy set. You don't have a, right here. You don't have a prayer card? Yes. You don't have a prayer card? You believe anyhow? You don't need a prayer card if you believe.
Kise, kise fa chwale. Amen. Na alata chwalo. Kuna nikali vea lite ngimo chwale. Kiyomuki machwalo uinezo na kwa mafilezo kwa. Kana unanika delta pero kalibe, ya wunala wukimacholo, aunayona, onafaa, aunaka diata pero, eni, aunaka diata pero. Walumela kono, auto kuika diata pero, haiba walumela.
There's a rebound in the voice, that's the reason it's hard to call people like this. But try to listen to him as close as you can now.
Manzu akutakila, kona akulite ata kubizasi chabasi na chwana. Kono akulike kuniteleza, kamu konale ya kaufila chwale.
I don't know you. You have no prayer card. Therefore, you'll not be on the platform. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe that what it'll be the same thing just like he revealed to the woman what her trouble was, the woman at the well, Sarah, what she'd said, and so forth? You believe that? You believe that it would be all right?
Haniku zivi, haunaka diata pelo. Kaba kalewa haunaku bakwanu kapili. Aiwa muli muka ni patulu ya sisi libutete wa hao. Kikuli ukalumela cholo, sikama ngi? Ikona kubantu yesu wana ingifila mwana patulezi kumusali butete wa hae. Musali fasiliva, Sara, zana avulezi, nizengu cholo. Kana ulumela cholo, ulumela kulinelikaba hande.
You're suffering with a blood condition, something wrong with your blood. If that's right, raise up your hand. Like, all right. You don't have it now. It turns right over you. Jesus Christ has honored you.
Ukatazwa kibutu kuwa mali. Kuna nzefo salile mwamali ya hao. Aiba yokiniti, nanulazo la hao, kulukile. Awanazo na chwale, simonye hileli selikuwe na Jesu Kriste ukububekile.
Now I've never seen a woman in my life. Now what is that? It's got to be spirit. Now you can say like the Pharisees, that's the devil. Well, you get their reward. You say it's Christ, you get the reward of Christ. I believe that it's a word being identified in these last days. Not me.
Chwale na likuwa ni wone musali yofatengi, mwabu pilo waka. Chwale kisika maiseo, iluke la kuwa moya. Chole mwa kuna kubulila sina bafarisi kuli kimu dimona kihande muka muhila mpuzo wa wana. Muliki kreste mwa muhila mpuzo wa kreste. Nilumela kulikili nzwi leli itiwa alisa mwaliza zila maungulole. Hakina.
Here, here's another little lady sitting right down here. She's suffering with varicose veins in her legs. She has complications. She has heart trouble.
Fa kuna nikali veyo mungwi. Wamwana na ya inezo na fafa sifa. Ukatazia kikutatana kwa misinga kwa mautu wa hai. Una ni matata. Una ni butata wa mali.
She's praying for a loved one. That's a brother. She's weeping now. She's in contact. That brother is very seriously. It's a diabetic case. And also he has another shadow. He's a sinner. And you're praying for him. That's right.
Usuliku la pelela mulati wa, yani kimuzwale, usuli wali la chwale. Wambozi niena muzole watengi kimu kuliluli, kita wa yama tuku wa shuka. Mihape unanimuluti omungi, kimu ezalivi. Mi usuli wa mulapelela, yeo kiniti.
Miss Walton, if you believe with all your heart, God will do it for me. You believe it? That's your name.
Ma Walton, aiba ukalumela kapilu ya hao kaufila. Mulimu kaa kwezi za zona. Walumela chwalo, au kona mabizo wa hao.
Now, is that any more than what Jesus said to Simon?
Yeah.
Your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. Just have faith. Don't doubt it. Believe it with all your heart. If you believe it, God will bring it to pass.
Choleze uzashutana nizana abulezi Jesu kusimoni. Libizo la hao kiwe na simoni. Umwana Jonasi. Muwe fela nitumelo. Musike mwa kakanya. Murumele kapi luzami na kau fela. Aiba walumela, mulimu kali kondisa mane. Lieza hale.
You can just... Here. Here's a little lady sitting right over here, looking right at me here. She's kind of got red hair. Her hair is pulled back. Can't you see that light, kind of an amber, circling right over the woman?
Aiba fela ukonaku, fa kuna nikali veyomu nyani, ya inezona fa, ya suliku nitali mirakwanu. Ubonala kubani milili yefu belucholo, milili ya hae, itamezu kwa mulao. Kikuli ya ubonili selileo, la mfuta wabunga ndetalukeke, lisoliku pikulu wafali mwamusali.
She knows it's happening right now, because she feels it. It's so close to her, she can't help from feeling it. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand. There she is.
Uzibaku lizae zahala, onafa. Kakuli wali utwa. Linzia hulufa kaufiniena. Mane hako ni kuichangani salona. Aiba yoki nitika libe. Nanulalizo la hao. Kia nifani.
Now I'm a total stranger to you. I don't know nothing about you. But you were sitting there praying. That's right. Wave your hand like this.
Chole ni mwenye luli kuwena. Akuna seniziwa kawena. Konono nzifela fani, unzo lapela. Yeo kiniti. Aba yeo kiniti, nyanganisalizo la hao sinachwana.
Now, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, which he is, a high priest sitting at the right hand of God, and I'm just standing here by a gift with myself out of human reasoning, not thinking on my own, a way to relax my own mind and thinking and just let God move in.
Chole haba Jesu Christ kimwa na mulimu, mane kina mu priest ya muhulu ya enzi kwa lizo labuli la mulimu. Mi nani ya mifira, fa kakuba mpo, amo nina yasa kuzwa mwa kami na anofira ya butu, kusina kui nani la fira zona. Kakupumulisa fira muna anowaka ni kunahana, ni kutuwe la fira mulimu azamae.
Do you believe that God knows I don't know you, and you know the same. So if the God will reveal to me your trouble, or something you're waiting for, or wanting, or something more, you believe that God can do that?
Kana ulumila kuliwa, na mulimu uziba kuli, anikuzivi, miniwe na uziba na chwalo, kacholo haba mulimu ukani paturu ya butetebo hao, kamba sikasoli belela, soo bata, kamba ntue ngifira, kikuli ulumila kuli mulimu ukaeza, wako na kuza chwalo.
You've got trouble with your back. That's one of the things you're praying for. And you got trouble with your eyes. You believe that God will heal them and make them well? You do? You do?
Unanibutata ni muko kutoa hao. Kilimu ya zosu likula perila. Mi unanibutata ni metuwa hao. Kikuli ulumela kulimulimu ukafolisa mane abe hande. Walumela? Walumela?
You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Holman, you believe with all your heart now? You can have what you ask for. You believe?
Kana ulumela kulimulimu wako na kunivulela yo uliena. Musala abo Holman. Walumela kapilu ya hao ka ufila chwale. Wako na kubani soku pile. Kana walumela?
Here's an elderly woman sitting a little ways behind her there. She's praying also. She has diabetes. I hope she don't miss this. It's right over. She's kind of aged. Just a minute. May the Lord help me now.
Kiyofa musali ya supezi ya inezi fela mwamula onyana kuyena. Usuwele wala peraniena. Una nivutu kubashuka. Nisepakuli hana kumbunjase. Siinzi falimua hae. Saa supezi lulicholo. Famu zuzufela, mimole na ani tuse chwale.
Her, as she called it. All right. I see when she is in contact. She isn't from here. She's from Louisiana. Her city is a place called Singer, Louisiana. And she's suffering with diabetes. Her name is Mrs. Doyle.
Yena kiani usisweli kulukile. Niboni hasolana nisona. Azwele li kwanu, uzwele la kwa Louisiana. Yena mule nengiwa hae kisibaka sisi vizwa Singa, Louisiana. Miukatazwa kishuka, livizo la hae kimusalabo Doyle.
That's right, raise up your hand, all right? I'm a total stranger to her, never seen her in my life. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knows all about you.
Aiba yo kiniti, nanulalizo la hao. Kulukile, nani mwenye luli kuyena. Na alikubani mvone fatendu mwapiru waka. Kono Jesu Kriste mwana mulimu, uziba hande kamukana, zee kupaka.
There's a lady sitting back there in the same city, a place called Singer. She's suffering with high blood pressure, and her name is Clark. You believe, Mrs. Clark? All right, you can have what you ask for.
Kuna ni musali ya inezi kwa mula wakwani, yazo kwa mule nengewaswana, sibakase sibizwa Singer, ukatazwa kikumata hulu kwa mali. Milivizo la hae ki Clark, walumela musala bo Clark, kulukile, wako na kubani sono kupile.
You believe? There's a sign. Listen at the voice. Repent. Get back to God as quick as you can. Jesus Christ is here in the power of his resurrection. A wicked and an adulterous generation receives the sign of Jesus Christ living among people. He couldn't do that just with me. It's got to be you too.
Walumela, kiseofo sisupo. Muteleze kwa linzwi mu. Vake mu kutele kumulimu kapili mu mkonela. Jesu Christ uteni mo kama atazuwe hae. Lusika lwa vubuki. Nilolu maso ya hulu luamu ya sisposa Jesu Kriste ya pira mwala sichaba. Nasikia ya zazeo, fila kana, sina nikuba kami na hape, mwabona?
The woman had to touch his garment. You had to touch his garment. We're just instruments.
Musali, nasolisa palosa hae, usolisa palosa hai, lunalui vianafela.
Do you believe with all your heart? Now, if you believe it, how many believes it? Raise your hands like this. Say, I truly believe it.
Kana ulumela zeo kapilu ya hao kaufela? Chole hai ba ulumela? Cholo, kibaba kai baba ulumela seo. Munanule mazo, sinachua na muli. Na ulumela luli kakutala.
Now, if you believe it, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that?
Chole hai ba ulumela cholo. Jesu na ezekuli, lisupoze likaya ni baba ulumela. Haba kabe ya mazo faba kuli.
Now it's late, we haven't time. We're 25 minutes now till 10. Would you just lay your hands over on one another then and just do as I tell you now? Just put your hands on one
another.
Now you know upstairs there where you're at. Now you know as well as anything now, after the scripture being preached and clearly identified all the way across the building.
Chole mwaziba, fali muka ufila kwa muinezi. Chole mwaziba, kuyafila sinasi, kaka ufila chole. Kasamula wa kukutazwa kwa mangolo ni kupaki wa hande mwala mwia uo.
I see another one right now, see? Another one right here. Prostrate trouble. Lady with TB. So it's just everywhere now. But it weakens you.
Nibona yomu mwiona fa, mwabona, nyomu mwi hape fa, butuku wa sinya, kalibe ya kula TB, Nibule yukuli, selika ini kaichwale, kono, saku fokolisa.
What more? You see 50, sometimes there is that. You want to see 70 the next time. Jesus did that one time at Sychar and the whole city believed on him. They were watching for the Messiah.
Kishu tanomangi, kilifize mwi hape, mwabona mashumi ya kitali zoho, Foku mwikuna nizeo, mimu kawona ze mashumi ya supile na kwete tama. Jesu na ize cholo na koilingwe kwa sikare. Mimu lene nkau fela wa mulumela. Nebasulikuli vele la Mesia.
The Messiah is here. The Holy Spirit, the Messiah this day. The Messiah that's making the word be vindicated of his promise.
Mesia utengifa, moya oke nile. Mesia waliza zile, Mesia ya sulikuweza linzwi kuipona alisa lase pso ya hae.
Now, I want each one of you, as you lay your hands on each other, if you're believers. Now, if you don't pray for yourself, you pray for that person, and they're going to be praying for you.
Chole ni watakuli mangi ni mangi wamina, anze mbe ya mazo kumutu ni mutu, haba mba lumeli. Chole, usike wa itapelela, lapelela mutu yo, niena akula pelele.
Now, the same word that promised this in the last days, promised also, and remember, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Chole linzwi, leli swana, leli sepisize litabaze, mwama zazi ya maungulu. Lisepisize hape, mi muhupule jesunaize, lisupoze, likaya ni baba lumela.
The healing coming back is the voice that the sign has been recognized. They lay hands on the sick as a sign. The voice is a hallelujah, the Lord's heal me.
Foliso, kukuta kwa yona, Kwa nali nzula kuli sisupo sile muhilwe. Babe ya mazo faba kuli kuba sisupo. Linzuki hallelujah. Mulena unifolisize.
Now if these signs accompany a voice, that sign, if you are a believer, it will accompany, the voice will accompany the sign.
Chole haiba lisupo zeli zama elela nilinzwi. Sisupo seo haba umurumeli likaza maelela, linzwi likaza maelela ni sisupo.
If I give you this sign that I told you comes from God and God promised it in this day, it's been so thoroughly laid out, there's not nothing but an infidel could keep from believing it.
Awa ni mifasi supose. Seni mivulezi kuli, sizwele la kumulimu. Mimulimu usepisize, mwaliza zile. Sipata lala lizwe hande kaswanelo. Akunasika kwa anda ya salumeli za wula peli. Kiena ya kuna kuhana kusilumela, mwabona.
Then God turned around and confirmed it to make it so. Now he's here.
Mimulimu afetu wa nikusipaka kulisipe cholo. Chole ute ni mo.
Now each one in the way you pray at your own church, if it's to yourself, loud, whatever it is, you pray for the person you got your hands on because they're praying for you.
Chole, mangi ni mangi kamumula pelelanga kwa kilekea henu. Aba kikuwena kuhua kao fela zeo lilizona. La pelela mutu yosu ili kwa lizoho. Kakuli wakula pelela nuena.
And now look up and in the presence of the Messiah. The Christ, the resurrected one, still alive after 2,000 years. How can we be so numb in the spirit? That ought to set this nation on fire. That ought to make Beaumont repent in sackcloth and ashes. But will it do it? No.
Mitwale amu inu kelitoho, mifapila mesia yena kreste ya zuhile, usapila kasamula wamiha yeli kitizepeli. Luko na kubachua ni nisingonyi mamoya. Zeo li luke la kutumbula na haye mulilo. Zeo si luke la kweza Beaumont kubaka, mwama saka ni mulola. Konokana ikaheza? Vatili.
But you who are looking for him and believe that he would do it and keep his word, it's to you now the promise is given. Put your hands on somebody and pray while I pray for you from here.
Kono mina baba muliberezi, mimulume la kuli ukaeza ni kubulu kali nzula hai. Kikumi na chwale baba filose piso, mubee mazo wa mina kumutu, mimulapele, anze nimilapele la kuzo kwanu.
Lord Jesus, enough has been said, enough has been done. The word that has been promised has been made manifested. The Messiah, the Christ of God, is in divine presence. We feel him, we see him. We know that he promises in the last days as it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed.
Mulena Jesu, zenga talibulezwe, zenga talieziswe, linzwi, le lisepisizwe, selibona halile. Yena Mesia Kriste wa mulimu, utengimo kapate abu mulimu. Lwa mutwa, lwa mugona, luizibaku linase pisize se, mwamazazi ya maungulo. Sinemone kuinezi mwamazazi asodoma, kona mokuka vela mwana mutu, hapa tululwa.
Then we know, we see the fire in the skies, the atomic bombs, we see the worm-eaten nations, nations are breaking, we see that Israel's in the homeland. Every sign that could be promised has been fulfilled. The next thing is a promised son coming.
Kipetolo aziva, luwana mu, mulilo mwambi mbiru, mabomba atomiki, luwana lina haze chilwe kimabuku, lina haza ikaba, luwana kuli Israel umwana yahabu, sisupokao fela sana sepisizwe, sitalelewizwe. Ntwe tetama, kimwana sepiso kutaha.
Oh, eternal God, in the presence of Jesus Christ, the great Holy Spirit that you're now, confirming that he's here, hear the prayer of these people. Hear these Christians.
Oh, mulimu wakuya kuile fapila Jesu Christi. Ona mwe oke nile omutuna olteng mo chwale. Unzo paka kuli uteng mo. Utwali tapelo za siya base. Utowa Christi ba.
That when I leave, they won't say Brother Branham did this. Somebody else they didn't know laid hands on him and they were healed. But you promised that the boys had a sign to it. And may they be healed as I commit them to you. In Jesus' name.
Kulihani kazwa basike babule yakuli muzole Branham weze sakuli mutu yene basa azivi ubabere mazo mebafolile kono usepise kuli linzwi lina nisisupokulona mi haba foliswe hanze ni babe yakuwena kalibizo la Jesu.